This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Eat Money Pit.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
Money Pit is presented by the Angie app, LL Flooring, Total Tech, Bank of America, and Deep Sentinel. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And what are you guys working on this summer day? Are you just lounging around the pool, around the lake, around the beach? Or are you taking on a how-to project? Maybe you're stepping up your outdoor space. We're just approaching midsummer here. Actually, I think it's crested, hasn't it? Summer's half over. No way! Oh, my gosh. We waited so long for it. Now it's half done. But the projects, if they're half done, well, we can help you definitely finish those. So whatever you'd like to work on, we are here to help. That's what we do. We answer your questions about your home improvement projects. Your DIY dilemmas, your decorating decor questions are all great places for us to lend a hand. You got to help yourself first, though, by picking up the phone and either calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions to moneypit.com. So coming up on today's show, have you guys made any energy saving or other improvements to your home that upped its green factor, maybe made it a little more environmentally friendly, helped you save some energy? If you did, those improvements could help sell your home quickly and for more money than you thought. We'll tell you why just ahead in today's smart spending tip.
And kitchen backsplashes are super important to keep your walls behind those counters clean, but they can also be a fun and affordable project that you can do yourself if you go with tile. We're going to walk you through this in a bit.
And you probably know what a good case of sunburn can do for your skin, or I should say to your skin, which we saw a lot the first half of the summer, by the way, people walking around all over the place looking like lobsters.
Everybody's happy to be outside.
Oh, yeah. But there is too much of a good thing. But here's the deal. That sun can also do a lot of damage to your house in terms of your furnishings. If it's getting in the windows, it's getting on the carpets, on the rugs, on the furniture, and it can really fade it out. But there is a way to deal with that. There is a UV film coating that is so thin. This stuff amazes me. It's made by 3M. And I actually used it some years back in my car. And you know how hot a car gets like on a summer day? It's incredible. Because when I went to the 3M plant, they gave me a tour once. And I learned that there are like hundreds of layers of different like films or filters that are in this very thin film, which is like, you know, it feels like saran wrap. It's so thin when it goes on, but it actually is comprised of hundreds of layers, and it filters out the exact waves of light that do the damage. So this stuff is available for your home, and we're going to talk to you about it, and it might be some you might want to consider.
But first, we want to help you tackle all of your to-dos with confidence and create your best home ever. So what are you working on? Maybe has the grass dried out because it's been too warm. Maybe you're finally redoing that backyard sort of hangout zone because you're realizing it doesn't work for how you've been using it this summer. Whatever it is, we're here to lend a hand. We're working on our houses, too, so give us a call.
888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Daryl's on the line and needs some help with a home improvement project. What's going on? How can we help?
Last year, we put a deck. Well, it's sort of a walkway, but it's essentially a deck. We used treated lumber, but my wife wanted it painted instead of, you know, just stained like wood color. Mm-hmm. So I painted it white. And I was listening to your show last week or whenever I was listening to it, and you know, we're talking about how it's not good to paint a deck, just leave it the regular wood color and stain it. So should I try to get the paint off of it or just kind of let it weather like it's going to do, and then when it's time to do something, try to strip the paint off, or what's my best course of action?
Well, if you've already painted it, that ship's already sailed. So
okay.
I don't think it's going to be worth you trying to get the paint off. If it, you know, if it ever gets to the point where it really looks bad, then, you know, you could probably just take off the decking and put up composite, which will, you know, be basically timeless. In terms of the paint that you used, was it a solvent-based paint? Was it an oil-based paint? What was it?
I think it was just water-based paint. I usually do all water-based stuff because I don't like messing with all that oil.
I don't blame you. The problem is that water-based paint doesn't have good durability on a floor, which is essentially what that is. So, look, if it looks okay now, I just live with it. But if you get to the point where you want to repaint it again, I would probably strip. I wouldn't strip all the paint off, but I would get off, you know, make sure I'm getting any loose paint off. And then I would prime it with a solvent-based primer, and then I would paint it. And I would use a solvent-based or oil-based paint because it is definitely a harder surface and it will stand up a lot better. When you clean it, if you just use a bucket of water and a scrub brush, you know, like a floor brush to clean it, that's probably all you're going to want to do. Because I'm afraid if you use a pressure washer, you're going to start to peel that paint right off.
Yeah.
If it's anything,
right,
you know, stronger than a garden hose. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's kind of what I figured too. I don't know what I was thinking when I painted it, but, that's the first deck we've really had. Never really had a deck before. So
yeah,
I guess that's a rookie mistake. Thanks for your help.
Well, listen, if it turns out that it doesn't stick very well, then it could be a blessing and you just take it all off and start again. Yeah. We always recommend stain and solid color stain because it's got a lot of pigment in it and it kind of fades nicely over time. It doesn't look worn very, very quickly. And when it really fades, then you just put more on top of it. Okay. Good luck with that project. Thanks for reaching out.
All right. Now we've got Janie on the line who's calling us from Washington State and she wants some help with a project for her 92-year-old aunt. What are you working on?
Well, my aunt lives by herself still. She does very well for herself. And she lives in eastern Washington State where it gets pretty cold. She has a house that she's been in since 1963 when it was built. And she wants to see if she needs to upgrade the heating system because she's talking about selling her house. She's got a radiant heat in the ceiling and a couple of the rooms, the heat doesn't work. So she's talking about maybe getting a heat pump or something like that.
Radiant heat's really expensive. Gosh, in Washington, she must be paying an arm and leg for her electric bill. I would definitely think, and you mentioned she's on a full basement, I would definitely think that a heat pump is probably going to be a more affordable and efficient way to go. But since she's selling the house, I know that when you sell a house, you know, sometimes you're like tempted to try to do all the things that you've been putting off over the years to make it more attractive. But frankly, right now is a very hot market for homes. She may not have to do this work. If you do want to get some ideas of what needs to be done, what you could do is you could have your own professional home inspection done. So home inspectors typically work for buyers, but smart sellers often get the inspection for themselves so they can see what the home is going to look like in the eyes of a buyer's inspector. And home inspectors with good experience of doing hundreds to thousands of inspections can, you know, give you a good sense as to what you might want to update. And they have no conflict of interest, unlike a realtor or a contractor might. So that's one way to kind of figure out sort of where you're at. But I don't know that I would spend a lot of money on it because with the market as it is right now, there may be people lining up that are happy to buy it exactly the way it is and then do the work themselves, perhaps as a part of some other work that they're going to get done.
Yeah, that's what we thought because where she lives is a Washington State University. So my mom always called it a university with a town instead of a town with a university. So there is plenty of people who want to buy a house, and then with a full basement, they rent out the basement to one student, and they'll rent out the house part to somebody else.
Yeah, I think you may want to speak with a good, experienced real estate agent in the area and ask them the opinion as well, as long as you get somebody you can trust. Because I don't see it being probably worth your aunt's while, given the market that it is today, to go ahead and replace the entire heating system just because she thinks it needs to be done. If she was going to live there, I'd say, yeah, go for it. But she wants to sell the house. She wants to get as much money as she can. You know, let's save her some money on a heating system she may not need.
Yes, I agree. That sounds like a good idea.
All right. Good luck, Jamie. Thanks so much for reaching out to us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Reach out with all of your DIY questions to us at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, which we love, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. So download the app today.
And just ahead, have you guys made energy-saving improvements that upped your home's green factor? Well, those improvements might help you sell your home quickly and for more money if you call them out in your listing. We're going to explain why in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card, next.
You live in a money pit.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Would you like to win a state-of-the-art three-camera security system worth $1,900? Then enter the Safe at Home Sweepstakes right now at MoneyPit.com. We've partnered with Deep Sentinel, the only home security system with live security guards that monitor your cameras in real time, 24/7. With Deep Sentinel watching your house, guards can stop a crime before it happens or call authorities in seconds. Enter once a day at MoneyPit.com. That's MoneyPit.com.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials, a power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? TotalTech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. TotalTech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces, indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. TotalTech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get TotalTech today on Amazon or your local hardware store.
When your plumbing springs a leak, you need someone there right away. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job.
And when you own a home, it's important to keep up with the maintenance as the seasons change. Wouldn't it be great if you could handle all of that with one app?
Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Expert pros, hundreds of projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds.
Download the Angie app today.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, do you need help with a renovation, a repair, or a decor project? We are here to help you create your best home ever.
Follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. So, Leslie, I discovered a really good trick with Simple Green this weekend. I was doing some painting. It was using an oil-based or solvent-based stain, like a urethane.
Okay.
And I gotta tell you, no matter how many times I like soak the brush in mineral spirits and then I wash it out with soap and water, I follow the directions. Whenever the brush dries out, it's kind of like crackly and a little bit stiff. And then, you know, when you loosen it up, you start painting again, you end up breaking off bristles. So I was like, there's gotta be a better solution. I remembered that Simple Green can be used actually to get grease off of engine parts if you use it 100%. So I grabbed a little can, like a little pea can, you know, where we had some canned peas that had been finished. And I washed it out, dried it out, and then I filled it with Simple Green. I stuck the brush in it, and a few hours later I took it out, rinsed it again. It was soft as the day it came out of the package. It worked brilliantly. It was so easy compared to all the work I used to put into keeping those brushes clean. So really good idea. Just kind of tried it by putting sort of a couple of things I knew about the product together, but you guys can try it and let me know what you think.
That's so great that you were able to save that. Joey from Illinois is on the line and has a question about a roof. How can we help you?
Yeah, I need to replace my roof because it's like 22 years old.
Okay.
I kind of want to do it myself because I've done other home improvement projects, but okay. I just don't know the proper way to do it and all that.
So what kind of roof are you thinking about doing? Asphalt shingles or something else?
No, I want to do a metal roof so I don't have to do it again.
Okay. Do you plan on spending, you know, many, many years in this home, Joey? I mean, like 30, 40, 50 years?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Because, you know, metal roofs are much more expensive than asphalt roofs, and they're, you know, what the industry calls an investment grade. In other words, it's going to be around a really long time. So if it's done well, you won't have to do it again. Does this roof have a good pitch on it? Like, do you know what the slope of the roof is?
It's a bungalow house, so it's not really a steep pitch on there, no.
What's involved in this project is, in regardless of whether you put asphalt shingles back on or not, I would recommend you take the asphalt shingles that are there off and get down to the sheathing. Make sure the sheathing is in good condition. And then you're going to put an underlayment on top of that. Now, Grace makes a lot of good products that are designed for this, better than tar paper kinds of stuff that you would put down first. And given the fact that you're in an area that where there could be a significant snow, you're also going to want to use a product called Ice and Water Shield, which goes along the bottom 3-foot edge of the roof. And what that does is if you get ice dams that form like in the gutters and start to melt and push water back up under the roof, it stops the leaks from coming in. All that work is important, and it will be done regardless of the type of roofing material that you use. If you want to install a metal roof, you know, it's generally not a DIY project because it requires a lot of sort of special skills and practice. If you're super handy, you probably could do it yourself. You may even need some tools, like, for example, a brake, which is a big tool for folding metal that people that do this all the time would have on the back of the truck. It might be something that you can rent. But if you decide that the metal roof is too much work and too expensive, you could put asphalt shingles back on. And what I would do is I would use like a good 25-year shingle. You can use one that has a nice pattern to it. It could look like cedar shakes or slate. And I would make sure that I have very good roof ventilation because typically older homes that are of that age don't have enough attic ventilation. And so the attic tends to overheat and that shortens the roof life. So what you would want to do is install a ridge vent down the peak of the roof from end to end to open that up and then couple that with soffit vents at the overhang so that 24/7, 365, you would have a wash of air in the soffit vents under the roof sheathing and out at that peak, at that ridge, which will keep it very even temperature, keep it at that ambient temperature, which makes the shingles last as long as possible. If it's done well, you could get a roof that lasts you 25, 30 years easy.
Okay. Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. Good luck with that project.
Well, in the years you've owned your home, have you made energy saving or maybe other improvements that have upped your home's green factor? Well, those kinds of improvements are popular, and they could also help you sell your home more quickly than the competition. We're going to explain how in today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Now, if you've lived in your home for a number of years, you've probably made improvements to make it more energy efficient or taken on projects that reduce maintenance. Or maybe you selected materials that were produced in a way that limits any negative impact to the environment. Improvements like these all add to your home's greenness, and they're a valuable consideration for a potential home buyer, but only if they know about them.
Yeah, that's why it's smart to create a green inventory of those elements. You know, you want to list every improvement that have reduced your home's impact on Mother Earth. Now, these could be new appliances, faucets that use less water, or even LED light bulbs that use less energy. And don't forget about building materials that last longer and need less maintenance, like fiber cement siding instead of wood.
Definitely. What you want to do is list each element in a green inventory, like a separate attachment, and have it available for review by potential home buyers. You can bet the neighboring homes you'll be competing against will not do this. Buyers will be impressed, and you just might get the sale over competing homes in your neighborhood.
And that's today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
All right, now we've got Dawn in Nebraska on the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Well, we'd like to redo a bathroom that has an old tub and the shower that's got the kind of a plastic sheeting. It's not plastic, but the some kind of that gross stuff you glue on the wall. We'd like to take all of that out, including the bathtub, and then tile the shower and the shower floor. My question is, if we tile the shower floor, do we have to put a lip to keep the water from coming out? Or is there some way, if we tile the entire bathroom floor and shower the same, would you recommend some kind of elevation drop just a little bit into the shower so the water doesn't run out? Or is that just a no-no if we've got to have a lip at the edge of the shower?
Okay, you're missing one critical component of the bathroom makeover you describe, and that's a shower pan.
Right.
And so I would recommend you purchase a shower pan and use that to install the pan, the bottom of the shower and the drain of the shower. And there are shower pans that you can tile over if you don't want to see the shower pan, but frankly, it's so small. And when you tile a shower pan, it's just such a maintenance hassle because all the water sits in there and ends up making the grout look nasty. I would just use a standard shower pan.
Okay.
And then tile right down to the pan. You can connect the drains to the shower pan. The shower drains all be integrated there. Then you tile right down over the lip of the shower pan, and this way you have a nice waterproof seal.
Okay, that sounds good. If you do the soap dish, or I'm not sure what else to call it, in the wall, and you want to recess it in so you've got like an 18 by 18 area to put your shampoos and such, can that be on an outside wall? Will you not smush your insulation to where it doesn't work, or does it have to be an inside wall?
Yeah, that's a good question. I would tend to avoid that, I think, because, you would have no insulation in that space. It would end up being very, very cold.
Uh-huh.
And I think I would tend to put that on an interior wall.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. Taking care of home projects is easier than ever with Angie. You can connect with pros, you can book appointments online, and pay right through your phone, so download the Angie app today. Coming up, kitchen backsplashes are super important to keep the walls behind your counters clean, and they can be a really beautiful and super fun DIY project that you can do if you go with tile. We're going to walk you through that next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at the Simple...
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Willing Hopping arrived in 1852 as a gold miner. He soon established and operated a butcher business at French Gulch until he was elected county sheriff. He then served from September 2, 1863 until 1867, and again he served from November 7, 1882 to 1892. In 1872, he was elected county judge and served until 1880. He was killed by an insane man in the Shasta Jail, who hit him on the head with a piece of firewood during his seventh term as sheriff on January 31, 1892. Hopping weighed a whopping 450 pounds and was gifted with musical talent. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
And so it would be a much easier installation, but it probably will limit your design options.
All right. Well, next you've got to think about that design and what do you want your design to accomplish? Now, are you thinking about a focal point? I mean, that's key. If you're using the most expensive tile, you can consider it using it only in one space, like maybe over the stove, and then you can use a more standard or affordable tile everywhere else. That's really going to increase that visual impact, but also save you money while you're doing the project. Remember, you can mix and match. You can keep the counter color and material in mind, or you can go completely, you know, in an opposing color to it, sort of contrasting. Anything that you think works can really be great for the design of your space. You also want to visually enlarge the space. If you use the entire tile backsplash, say, around the whole room, it can actually make a smaller space feel larger. And remember, the way you lay that tile out, is it horizontal? Is it vertical? Is it diagonally? Are you sort of soldiering the joints? Are you staggering? All of that makes a tremendous difference in how that space looks and feels. So play around with it a little bit before you actually set that tile in place.
Now, once you've locked down the design, you want to think about the adhesive options. You've got a few. You can use a mastic, which is kind of an adhesive that is either organic or it's polymer-based. Works great on vertical surfaces where you want the tiles to stick immediately and not, like, slide down. There's a couple of types of mortar to use. You can use sand mortar or epoxy mortar. But I think on backsplashes, those are hard to handle because, again, the tile is not going to sit exactly where you put it. Now, another option are stick-on mats, basically a double-sided adhesive mat. It's really convenient. You cut it, you apply it to the wall, and you stick the tiles right to it. And the best part is you can grout immediately. And here's one more tip for DIYers. Use spacers. There's, like, you're not, like, giving up by saying that you have to need spacers. It's not like you cannot be proud of your project because you're using spacers. People say, I don't need those spacers. No, you do. The spacers help keep those tiles equal and even. There's no faster way to pick out an amateur tile installer than tiles that don't line up. I mean, it just screams amateur, so don't do that.
It really makes a job look professional, and it totally makes your installation process very, very easy. Now, when it comes to grouting, you have to think about what your tile is. Now, is the grouting sanded or unsanded? And that really depends on how far apart the joints are. Now, narrow joints of about an eighth inch or less are going to get unsanded grout. Joints that are eighth inch or wider get sanded grout. Now, the sand is going to help sort of bulk up that grout and keep it from shrinking in those wider joints. I mean, that's generally for a floor situation. Backsplashes are going to be those smaller joints, so the unsanded grout is most likely what you're going to use. And just like the adhesives we've been talking about, the grout also comes in either a cement-based or an epoxy-based. Now, the cement-based grouts are porous, so they're going to stain, they're going to look a little dirty. You do have to maintain them to keep them looking brighter. And the epoxy-based grout comes in both the sanded and unsanded versions. It's great for high-traffic areas because it's impervious to most stains, which is why in the kitchen, that's a really important choice.
Absolutely. So if you choose well, this is totally a DIY project that you could knock out in a single weekend. So give it a shot. It makes a really big visual impact.
Sherilyn, Virginia, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a cement porch. The house was built 1981, and it has a cement front porch to it. And it longed the edges of the porch, it's cracking and crumbling, like, off. And okay. then in one portion of the porch, it actually has a, you know, water stands there because it's a dip. Mm-hmm. I was just wondering if there's a economical way I could fix that to make this porch last a little bit longer.
Yeah, and there's a couple of things that you could do. You could either resurface the whole porch surface, or you could mix up a recipe of Quikcrete products that could be used to patch those badly chipped or spalled areas. Now, the key here is that you just can't buy a cement mix in the bag, mix it up, and be done. Because when you're trying to adhere new concrete to old concrete, you need to use products that are designed to make that bond possible. So if you go to Quikcrete.com, you look at the listings for projects. There are actually one sheets there that give you the step-by-step for repairing badly damaged concrete. There's also a one sheet for resurfacing concrete. And I think one of those two applications and the products they recommend there are going to work. It is a do-it-yourself project, and it's not terribly expensive. The products are very affordable, and the instructions are there, too. But make sure you follow them. It's like mixing a recipe. You can't leave out, you know, one item, or it's just not going to come out right.
Okay. And then, now, as far as along those edges, that we have to probably build up a sidewall.
You could mix it up into a consistency where you could trowel it and reform the edge.
Oh, okay. Cool. TheQuikcrete.com. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Hey, guys, you may know what a good case of sunburn can do to your skin, but have you ever thought about what those harsh rays can do to your home? We're going to tell you about a way that you can shut out the damaging rays that can fade your furniture and drive up your energy costs in today's Pro Project presented by Angie next.
Live in a Money Pit.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
When your plumbing springs a leak, you need someone there right away. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job. And when you own a home, it's important to keep up with the maintenance as the seasons change. Wouldn't it be great if you could handle all of that with one app? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Expert pros, hundreds of projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. Download the Angie app today. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? Totaltech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. Totaltech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. Totaltech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get Totaltech today on Amazon or your local hardware store.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT, presented by Angie, your home for everything home. You can also reach us by submitting your questions on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, download the Angie app to find pros for all your home projects.
Everyone loves a tiled shower, but water and vapor can get through grout in shower walls and floors and cause serious damage. In fact, as a home inspector, I've inspected thousands of showers and found leaks below the tile that caused expensive damage. The Schluter shower system eliminates the risk of shower failures due to moisture. The system creates a totally waterproof environment that properly manages all moisture. Quite simply, moisture cannot get into the walls and floor. The system eliminates the risk of mold and mildew. To learn more, go to Schluter.com.
Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, does your home ever feel like a money pit? Well, listen, we get it. It's all about perspective. For us, a money pit is not a disaster. It's a home that you actually love. So whether you're dealing with a repair or you're dreaming about a renovation, consider us your coach, your helper, your home improvement therapist for all things that are remodeling, decor, fix-up. You can check it out on the Money Pit podcast. So follow us at moneypit.com/podcast.
And while you're on the site, don't forget to enter the Safe at Home Sweepstakes presented by Deep Sentinel. You can win a 3-camera system worth nearly $1,900 or one of 5 single camera systems plus a full year of live guard surveillance. We've got like $4,000 worth of Deep Sentinel camera systems to give away. And I love these guys because it's the only service that has 24/7 live security guards that are monitoring your feeds. We've been using it for a couple of weeks now at Money Pit HQ and we absolutely love it.
Now we've got David from Illinois on the line who's got a question about a well system. How can we help you today?
It's my son's well. He has a well in his house, and the water system has air pockets in it quite often.
Okay.
So that the water will be running, and then an air pocket will expel water, and sometimes you know, it'll shoot out of the sink or what have you. And so I was wanting to know what you can do to get rid of the air pockets in a well system.
Does the system have a pressure tank on it, David?
It has a pressure tank, I believe.
That sounds like a problem with the pressure tank. If the pressure tank is missing or if it's not installed properly or if the bladder has failed, then you're not getting a chance to build up pressure and then feed off the tank. You might be feeding directly from the well, which could account for the air blasts. So the first thing I would do is look at the pressure tank, see what kind of condition that's in. That's most likely what's causing the air getting into the lines.
Okay.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, if you've ever spent too much time at the beach or the lake, you know the damage sun can do to your skin. But did you know it can soar right through your windows and doors and do damage to your home as well? It can because of the UV rays. They can fade fabric and paint, they can drive up cooling costs, and they can whitewash wood surfaces. We'll share a few pro solutions to prevent this in today's pro project presented by Angie.
Yeah, first of all, the most obvious way that you can stop that UV light from getting through the windows is with shades. But that also means you need to manage the up, the down, and let's face it, that's not always going to be a priority. I mean, my kids leave the window shades closed all day. We can pretend it's for the environment and for the house, but they just don't open them. So, you know, you got to figure out a way to work with it. So a better solution is to have a pro install a smart home solution that incorporates motorized shades, and they can automatically go up and down based on the number of hours of daylight throughout the year. Now, with a system like this, you don't even have to think about whether they're up or down. Plus, they can also come down at a preset time in the evening to help ensure your security.
Yeah, and as the days get shorter, they automatically adjust, so that's pretty cool. Now, another option is to have a pro install window film. Now, window films are very thin, and they're designed specifically to block certain UV rays. They can protect furnishings, and they can definitely help cut cooling costs in rooms where window coverings are not an attractive option. And unlike the window films you may think of from seeing cars with darkened glass, today's window film technology can give you an even better protection from the UV rays, and they can be completely 100% clear at the same time.
And that's today's pro project presented by Angie. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone.
Download the app today.
Margaret in Arkansas is on the line with a tiling question. What can we do for you?
I've
got a big imagination. I was hoping that there was a product out there that would equal it.
Okay.
I've got an old floor that I was hoping that I could maybe fill the cracks and the little places it's chipped out and then refinish the whole floor to where it looked like new.
Yeah, that's. I would not pursue that because, you know what, first of all, the reason it cracked is probably because the subfloor wasn't properly installed or is weakened for some reason, because tiles don't bend, and if they're cracking, that means that the floor is weak underneath. So except for the occasional odd repair when you're just fixing like one or two broken tile, it's not the kind of thing that you want to invest any time in whatsoever.
So the best thing is just to take it up? Or
you can either take it up, or you could actually put a new floor on top of that if you don't want it to be tile. You could, for example, install laminate floor on top of that, which goes down in interlocking pieces. And then that sort of floats on top of the tile. It's not physically attached. It just sort of stays in place by its own weight. It's really beautiful and very durable stuff and not too expensive. Certainly a lot less expensive than redoing the tile floor.
Okay. Laminate is what it's called.
Laminate. It's called laminate floor. There's lots and lots of different types out there.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, Margaret. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT anytime. And we're presented by our friend Angie. Hey, if your plumbing springs a leak, you need somebody there right away. So you can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects right with the Angie app. Download it today. Hey, if you've ever wondered if adding solar to your home will make sense, well, so did we. So we're going to tell you what we learned next.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Money Pit is presented by Angie. Need help tackling home projects? Angie can help. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects. Upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com.
Hey, Mark reached out to us through the website, and he says, I'm seeing a lot of advertisements for solar energy claiming that it adds value to your home. Is this true? Well, Mark, that's a really good question, and I love the idea of using the sun to help power the home, but I'm frustrated that it's really hard to do this given the barrage of, like, so much misleading information that's out there by those that are selling the solar energy, and your question really is only one of the very many claims that are being made.
Yeah, and so in short, I think the answer is maybe, because certainly some home buyers will be interested to know that the home generates some or all of its own electricity, but others, frankly, just won't care, and they'll see all those panels as another thing they have to maintain. And worse yet, if the solar panels have been leased instead of purchased, another one of those tricky games the salesmen play, they lease them, make the deal sound really good. Guess what? The buyers may not be willing to take on the added lease payment on top of what they're paying you for the home. They may want you to negotiate a reimbursement for the total amount left on that lease before they buy it. And I would not blame them one bit, because when, you know, where else are you going to sell a home that comes with lease payments on some part of it? It just doesn't happen.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, oh, by the way, you also pay money every month to X, Y, and Z. There you go. Now, aside from the value question, we also find that solar energy companies are pitching a wide variety of proposal and payment schemes, from purchase to lease and something kind of in between the two, and always they are overly enthusiastic estimates of how much energy that you're actually going to generate, which might not be true.
Plus, it's also very muddy what rebates are available, because you've got rebates, you've got tax credits, and you've got SRECs, or solar energy renewal credits, where you earn credits based on how much energy you generate, and then you sell those credits, which are market priced and hard to predict. So there's a lot of reasons that solar has become super complicated, and I think it's really sad, because I think, you know, the heart of the matter is that it's a good technology. It's just too darn hard to buy it right now, and so I think that's definitely hurting adoption.
All right, now we've got a post from Kanani, who wrote, she's asking about metal roofs. They're common in her area of the Southwest, and she's got one that came with the house that she bought. However, they still get leaks, and often you need to send somebody up to the roof to reinstall panel screws and re-caulk, which is really hard. Everything is super slippery. So I think she's just asking, you know, is it worth it? Can they maintain it? Should she keep it?
Well, I definitely think you should keep it. I think it's unfortunate that you've got one that seems to need a heck of a lot more maintenance than others. Yes, they are very popular in the Southwest. They're also popular in the northern parts of the country, too, because they're great for homes that have, you know, snow and severe weather. The fact that you have to resecure these panels, though, kind of troubles me, because that's very unusual. And I wonder why that's happening. I have a feeling that it has to do with the system that they used. And if the screws are backing out of holes and you're putting them back in the same holes, what is going to stop them from doing that again and again and again? Generally, you have to drive it into a new hole. I have a feeling, though, the way this was put together is basically causing this problem, because that's very, very unusual. And I do think it's a good roof idea, because they last forever. I mean, they last 50, 75, 100 years. When I first started home inspecting many, many years ago, I was looking at homes that had metal roofs in the Washington, D.C. area that were over 100 years old and still were in perfect condition. So they're so good, they outlast us if they're installed right. So I'm sorry you're having that problem, but I'm thinking there may be a better solution than having to continually replace loose screws.
All right, Kanani, I hope that helps you out, and good luck with the new house.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on what we hope is a beautiful summer weekend in your part of the country. We love being here, and we love helping you with your projects. If you've got some in mind that we didn't talk about today, reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions anytime at moneypit.com. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Money Pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. It's billed as the largest and most influential gathering of conservatives in the world, and this year the Conservative Political Action Conference is in the middle of a three-day run in Dallas. One of the speakers, former National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien, told the audience that Texas is an example of conservative principles at work.
You've got great coaches here in Texas. The best coaches in the world are here in Texas. So you've got a coaching opportunity now for your new neighbors that come in from California. And what you can talk to them about is what, you know, put some plays on the blackboard that shows how Texas wins.
Former President Trump scheduled to close out the meeting tomorrow afternoon. The Miami-Dade courthouse is undergoing immediate repairs because of safety concerns found after a review that was prompted by the deadly collapse of the condo in Southside, in Surfside, Florida, that is, about 2 weeks ago. The report recommends that floors 16 and above in the 28-story courthouse be closed to staff. However, all employees, including those who work on lower floors, will return to work remotely, which they had been doing because of the pandemic. Death toll Saturday climbed to 86, 43 people still reported missing. Senior FBI and Homeland Security officials are currently en route to Haiti.
The Haitian government has asked the U.S. for security and investigative assistance following this week's presidential assassination.
We will be sending senior FBI and DHS officials to Port-au-Prince.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the U.S. is sending $5 million to help Haitian police. She also says Haiti will begin receiving COVID-19 vaccines from the U.S. as soon as the coming week. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Florida health officials reported an increase in COVID-19 cases and a higher positive test rate over the past week. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Federal prosecutors in Delaware have decided not to retry four former executives for the only financial institution to be criminally charged in connection with the federal bank bailout program in the wake of the 2008 financial crisis.
U.S. Attorney David Weiss says his office has opted not to retry the former Wilmington Trust executives on fraud charges. The decision came after a January appeals court ruling that reversed the convictions of the former bank executives for making false statements to federal regulators and ordered that acquittals be entered. The court also ordered a retrial of conspiracy and securities fraud charges.
Jeremy House reporting. Airlines are expecting the recovery to mean more traffic this winter. United Airlines adding nearly 150 flights this winter to warm weather destinations in the U.S., Mexico, Central America, and the Caribbean. Delta ramping up its schedule to ski destinations. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The risk of children dying from COVID-19 is extremely slim.
That according to a comprehensive study out of the UK, some 99.9% of the 470,000 children in England who were infected during the year examined by researchers survived, one study found. In fact, there were fewer deaths among children due to the virus than initially suspected. Unlike the U.S., the U.K. has so far held back from offering vaccines to children under 18 unless they have certain serious illnesses. Patrick Foss reporting.
Firefighters continue to struggle to contain an exploding Northern California wildfire amid blazing temperatures as another heat wave is hitting the northwest this weekend, prompting an excessive heat warning for inland and desert areas in the west and south, that is. Yesterday, Death Valley reached a high of 130 degrees. You can always check out more on these stories by simply logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
The Northern California Veterans Museum presents the Wall of Remembrance to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the Global War on Terror. To memorialize the victims of terror, their names have been placed on a traveling exhibit. The exhibit will be free and open to the public all day and night from July 28th to August 1st. There will be an art gala and fundraiser featuring works from the veterans and military family members. There will also be a sunrise service and Vietnam Memorial commemoration on Sunday, August 1st. For more information, call 510-8210.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Presented by the Angie app, LL Flooring, Total Tech, Bank of America, and Deep Sentinel. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house to help you create your best home ever. Whatever that means to you, whether it's a project inside or out, we are here to lend a hand. Help yourself first by reaching out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your questions to moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, on a warm summer evening, there's nothing better than sitting out on the porch until the mosquitoes arrive. We're going to have some tips, though, on how you can set up some retractable screens that can keep those pesky pests away.
And the pandemic, it really did drive a surge of home buying from millennials. But it turns out that many of the purchased homes out there needed far more renovations than they were expecting, and nearly half blew their renovation budgets within the first year. So we're going to dig into what happened and what the home buying economy looks like going forward.
And also, Ed, have you ever needed to tackle a repair where you wanted to glue or seal something and you had a really hard time figuring out what product would work and would work well so you don't have to do the job over and over again? Manufacturers are getting much smarter about designing sealants that do it all inside and out in all types of weather, and some can even work underwater. We're going to share that technology, which is going to save you a ton of time just ahead.
But first, whether you're doing or dreaming, whatever it is, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. So give us a call so we can lend you a hand at 888-MONEYPIT.
888-666-3974. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Terry in Alaska's on the line and has some questions about kitchen design. How can we help you?
working on my third house. Third house supposed to be free when you build them yourself, but that ain't working out. But at the point here, we got the kitchen cabinets all brand new from the factory in boxes, and now we're at the countertop dilemma before we really get going. And every one of these TV shows, if they ain't granite, the people are like, I ain't buying the house and that kind of stuff. But yeah. I was thinking granite and any of that stone stuff, so over $100 a square foot around these parts. So I'm trying to, the last plant that we had was pretty darn good, and kind of wondering if what in the future here, is laminate dead?
I don't think so. What do you think, Leslie?
I mean, I do not think so. I use them a lot on projects for work, and I use them on my TV design shows. I actually just did a bakery in Brooklyn for our design show on the Bravo Network, and I used a laminate that looked just like a Carrara marble. I mean, granted, it had seams in some places, and you knew it wasn't the real deal, but it looked gorgeous, and it was like a fraction of the cost. I mean, it's really amazing how many options there are. There's a couple of brands you should look at. It's Formica, it's Laminart, and Wilsonart. And you can order sheets from them. I mean, you might find a better option than what you might find at your local home center. I don't know how much shipping might be to Alaska, but, there's a ton of great options out there, from things that look like a natural surface to just completely outrageous things. So I wouldn't be afraid of a laminate.
I did see they started having better, the edge trim, and then they tried to make the 45-degree miters go away better. I got like 50 square foot of this stuff, and I was thinking if I buy granite, I got to stare at granite the rest of my life because it costs so much. But if I buy laminate and I don't like it a couple of years down the road, I can rip it out with some new one without too much work.
All those people that get granite, they love it when they first get it, and then they slowly but surely begin to hate it because it's hard to take care of because it's stone. Yeah. And
I mean,
it soaks up everything.
I don't hate it for the maintenance reasons. I just don't like the look of it anymore.
Yeah, when they're doing open houses around here, I kind of run through some of them, and I see that they basically put the granite countertop in there, but they got the cheapest cabinets you could possibly buy.
Right. Yeah.
So they're making up for it somewhere, but I'm not.
I guess.
It's not a pig to me, so I'm not playing that game.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Terry. We hope that helps you out.
Yep. Thanks. Bye.
All right, Kay's on the line now, and she needs some help painting a door. Kay, tell us about your project.
Yeah, and I listen to you every week you're on.
Well, thank you so much.
I wanted to paint my wood door. It's a very old wood door. It's red now.
Okay.
My husband painted it only one coat, and I think it was blue.
Okay.
It needs another coat to make it real red, but I want to paint it white.
Well, I mean, the color is a personal preference, so to paint this door, the best thing to do is to take it off of the hinges and lay it flat on a couple of sawhorses, and then you want to sand the old surface. You want to make sure you get rid of any flaking paint, any cracked paint, because you can't put good paint over bad paint. You got to get all that stuff off.
It's not cracking or anything. It's smooth as can be.
All right, so then he must have done a great job when he painted it last time.
He did. He sanded it down to the wood. It was all original wood, so it's really smooth. That's why I wasn't sure. And I don't know if I can get the paint off, and I didn't want to scrape it.
Well, I don't think you have to take all the old paint off. If it's adhering well, then you're good to go on it. So sand it down, and then I would recommend that you put a coat of primer on, because this will make sure that the new paint adheres as well as the old paint did. Primer is kind of the glue that makes the paint stick, so put the primer on.
Will Kills work? Because I got to get on a Kills.
It'll work fine. Yep. You put the Kills on, let it dry, and then you could put your top coat on that.
To sand it. What do I have to do? Knock the sheen off?
Yeah, knock the sheen off. Exactly right. You don't have to sand it down to the raw wood, but you have to, get that sheen off. So a medium grit, like 100 grit sandpaper would work really well, okay?
Okay.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. What are you working on this summer weekend? Give us a call so we can lend a hand at 888-MONEY-PIT, which is presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you really want to find the best pro for your job. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today.
Hey, guys, you want a cool cross breeze as you sit outside without the hassle of the bugs? We've got tips on a retractable screen system that gives you the airflow without the unwanted side effects when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a Money Pit.
Everyone loves a tiled shower, but water and vapor can get through grout in shower walls and floors and cause serious damage. In fact, as a home inspector, I've inspected thousands of showers and found leaks below the tile that caused expensive damage. The Schluter shower system eliminates the risk of shower failures due to moisture. The system creates a totally waterproof environment that properly manages all moisture. Quite simply, moisture cannot get into the walls and floor. The system eliminates the risk of mold and mildew. To learn more, go to Schluter.com.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work. That's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand. You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app. This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today.
Would you like to win a state-of-the-art three-camera security system worth $1,900? Then enter the Safe at Home Sweepstakes right now at MoneyPit.com. We've partnered with Deep Sentinel, the only home security system with live security guards that monitor your cameras in real time, 24/7. With Deep Sentinel watching your house, guards can stop a crime before it happens or call authorities in seconds. Enter once a day at MoneyPit.com. That's MoneyPit.com.
Now that winter's passed, have you noticed rotted wood around your windows, doors, or exterior trim? Over time, wood can become damaged from exposure to moisture, bugs, and UV. But there's no need to replace the damaged wood. You can repair it instead.
Abitron's liquid wood and wood epoxy are easy-to-use epoxy adhesives that make structural, shrink-free, cost-effective repairs to rotted or damaged wood. These products are great for windows, doors, columns, or other wooden features that have been exposed to the elements and are showing signs of deterioration. They restore the wood for a permanent repair.
And here's how. Liquid wood penetrates deep into soft deteriorated wood and then hardens, restoring its strength. And Wood Epox is a lightweight epoxy wood filler that rebuilds the missing wood. It hardens to a material that can be worked just like real wood.
Both products can be sanded and painted, saving you the time, trouble, and expense of replacing rotted wood. Abitron Liquid Wood and Wood Epox are proven by decades of outstanding performance. To learn more and to find a dealer near you, visit Abitron.com. That's Abatron.com.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Right now at MoneyPit.com, you can enter the Safe at Home Sweepstakes, which is presented by Deep Sentinel, and it's the only security camera system out there with live security guards that are monitoring your camera footage in real time.
You can win from almost $4,000 in camera systems to keep your home safe. Plus, make sure you share the sweeps with friends to earn bonus entries. Enter today at MoneyPit.com.
Debbie in Ontario's on the line has a question about concrete. What's going on?
My question to do with concrete is that we had a cement porch and patio attached to the back of the house. We had to have a large portion of that, like the porch for sure, and a large portion of the patio removed because we had around our foundation dug. New cement was poured, the porch first, and then the patio was replaced. What happened is, within about 4 days or so, they did the cuts the next day after the pour, but a few more days after that, we noticed two cracks came in the two cement pads that butt up against the porch. And left and right side. The crack goes diagonally across the pad. I just were kind of wondering, the contractor saw what happened and he's sick about it, and we were just wondering if there's anything that can be done without having to remove those two large pads of cement that attach to the house and go through all that jackhammering and all that again.
So these pads, is this like a stoop that you say they lead up to the porch? Are these like parts of sort of the sidewalk?
The patio, and then the porch is the only thing that's higher than the patio. So the patio is level with the cement driveway, and then the porch is up from that. So it's on the patio itself.
And that's where the crack is, through the patio?
Yeah, the patio. So the two cement slabs that are on either side of the porch, and the cuts that were made in the cement come up to the corner, the outside corner of the porch on either side, but then you know how they can't cut right
out. So you're talking about a patio, and you're talking about two cement slabs that are opposite ends of the porch. So I'm having a real hard time, as I'm sure others listening are too, trying to figure out what this is all about. But it sounds to me like you've got slab-on-grade sections, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're calling that a patio or a pad.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the porch section. The porch seems to be fine. Is that correct?
Correct.
And okay. So I would think that the soil underneath the patio areas would need to be especially well compacted before those slabs were poured, because considering the amount of demolition that had to have happened, I suspect that that soil outside the porch area would not have been compacted, and that would have been really key to make sure that those slabs don't crack. The reason that they're cracking is probably because there is some compaction that happened based on the weight of the concrete and the drying and such, and that's why they're cracking now. Now, can you do anything about it? Well, whatever you do about it is going to be cosmetic, not structural. If that concrete was not reinforced, that's another reason that it would crack. There's ways to put concrete in that's just plain concrete, and then there's other ways that you could do it where it's reinforced. So if it wasn't reinforced correctly, that could be another issue. But there's nothing that you can do to repair it structurally at this point. You're always going to have a crack. So, you know, what you could do is seal that crack. There are special caulk-like, it's not caulk, but it's a caulk-like product that's designed to seal concrete. But you're always going to be looking at that crack, unless you resurface the whole patio section. And again, there are products that are designed specifically for that, that will stick to the old concrete slab, which is actually pretty new in your case, and perhaps cover the crack. But that crack's always going to be sort of the place where the patio decides to expand and contract through the seasons. So I do suspect you'll always see some part of it. So you either live with it and repair it cosmetically, or just have it torn out and re-poured. I mean, a slab itself is not that big of a deal to get out. You know, it seems like a big deal, but frankly, they break up pretty quickly. And then, again, key is making sure that that base is properly compacted and properly tamped, and that the slab is properly reinforced. And if that's done right, with the right concrete mix, this should not have happened.
Okay. Would it be all right even just to replace, like, cut out maybe 2 feet along that slab and make, like, just take out the corner square of it?
You're going to have that be separate slabs now. It depends on whether or not you want to see that. It's always going to be a cut. So, no, probably not, unless you want to make it an expansion joint and have it be completely separate, you know, pieces of concrete.
Okay, very good.
All right, good luck with that project. Sorry that happened to you, and thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you.
Hey, do the cooler evening temps draw you to the front or the back porch? Or would you like to be able to open up your doors to the breeze whenever you can? Well, to enjoy the summer breezes and lower your cooling costs without the harsh sun or bugs, consider adding a retractable screen.
Yeah, retractable screens can roll out when you need them and then fit neatly back into their hidden casing when they're not in use. Now, I've got one of these on my home office door, which faces the exterior, and I really love them. The kind I have is contained in sort of a cylindrical cover that is on the hinge side of the door, and when we open the door, we just pull the screen right across and snap it in place. It's got a magnetic catch, and it works perfectly, and we get to have, like, the full door open, you know, to basically enjoy that cool breeze. But we don't have to have a regular screen door on it, which kind of covers the front door, which is kind of pretty, and we really didn't want to do that. So they're definitely a good option. And they can be customized to any size, from a window or door to even larger spaces. I mean, the back porch could easily be transformed into a shady screened-in porch when the bugs are on the hunt, and then back into a completely open air porch when you're ready for full sun.
Yeah, and the screens are also available to cover large doors that swing in or out. And the screening itself is available in so many different styles. And the mesh can be customized by color or even the tightness of the weave, so you can really have it as obvious or invisible as you like.
Yeah, I've seen some meshes that are practically see-through, which is really, really cool because you still...
It's amazing.
Yeah, you don't lose the beauty of your yard.
Larry in Texas is on the line looking for some help with a new roof. What's going on?
Well, we have a 15-year-old roof. We put 30-year Timberline shingles on originally about 15 years ago. We had a hailstorm. I had the insurance adjuster come out and take a look at it, and he said, yes, you need to replace it. He said we've got about 35 squares to tear off and 39 to replace.
Okay.
He estimated 15-pound felt for most of it, 30-pound felt for our 12-12 pitch. He suggested roofer company A that suggested shingle brand 1. And okay. I have worked with a roofer B who said, no, we probably ought to go with shingle brand 2.
Are they both name brand shingles?
Yes, I can name them if you want.
Yeah, and they're dimensional shingles, so do they look like the Timberline that you mentioned that you had before?
Yes, they will be very similar to the Timberline dimensional.
Yeah. And do they both have the same warranty?
I think they both carry 30-year, although one, I have not seen written copy from either one, and one of them indicated that after 10 years the warranty may taper off.
All these roofers, all these contractors, they've all got their sort of attitudes and practices, and they like one over the other. But let me tell you something. The differentiator on a roofing installation is not as much the shingle as it is the guy doing the shingles, the shingler, so to speak, because it all comes down to workmanship. And if the workmanship is not rock solid, it doesn't matter how good that shingle is. You're still going to have problems. And so
okay.
I would make my decision based on which roofer I was most confident in could do a good job. And whatever product he's comfortable working with, then I would just accept that product and not try to force him to use another one. But the devil is in the details. You know, it's about the flashing, for example, and the underlayments and the ice and water shield and things like that. If you get a roofer that does a really good job with those details, then you're not going to have any issues.
The adjuster missed one skylight in his estimate. He also missed one roof jack. And he said, oh, well, we can pick that up when the roofer does his job. Is that common industry practice?
I don't know what he means when he says he can pick that up. If he missed it in his estimate, then I think you need to ask him to go back and revise the estimate to add the elements in that he missed. Because while you got this guy's attention and while he's into the job and you guys are talking on a regular basis, I would ask him to revise it. It should be no big deal for that to happen. We don't want this to go to installation and then there's a pavement dispute, you know, 3 months from now or something, and nobody remembers what was said to who and when. So, yeah, you want to get it in writing. You're right. If you mix the count up, if you had 6 skylights and he wrote down 5, then you make him change it. That's not
okay,
a big deal.
Well,
you can do it
I
now.
Did a lot of quoting when I was still in the working world, and, yeah, counts are important.
Yep. That's his job.
One quick note. My wife wanted a fishing tank out in front of the house and had one contractor dig that one, and it didn't hold water. Had another contractor say, I can do that. So I have called it my money pit with apologies to your program.
Well, that's okay. We will lend it to you for that purpose. You say a fishing tank. Is that like a goldfish pond, like that kind of thing?
No, it was about a 3/4-acre pond.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
But here in Texas, they're called tanks.
Okay. Well, all right. Is there anything living in that fish tank right now?
No, it's not holding water, so I'm going to put more money into it and fill it back in.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, listen, whatever it takes to make your wife happy, right?
Absolutely.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us, Larry, at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show presented by Angie. The Angie app helps you find the best pro for any home project or repair.
That's right. Keeping up with your home is easier than ever with Angie. You can find pros for hundreds of projects, plus book and pay right from your phone.
Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Well, in the last year, millennials bought houses in record numbers, but a lot of those homes needed far more renovations than they counted on, and nearly half of those new buyers blew those renovation budgets in the first year. We're going to dig into why this happened and what the home buying economy looks like going forward. 888-MONEY-PIT. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at The Simple.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco. 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident? And find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop it at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today's review is Michelef Grande Bold, a classic Maduro stick with a rich, dark, oily Ecuadorian broadleaf wrapper surrounding Nicaragua's best tobacco. Full-bodied and full-flavor, your palate will delight with hints of dark chocolate, nuts, and cedar. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Redding Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Redding Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless
heads. A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Have a home to keep up with? Then you need Angie. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, according to a new survey released by Angie, the pandemic drove a surge of home buying from millennials. However, many of these purchased homes are needing more renovations than they were expecting, and nearly half of them blew past their renovation budgets within the first year of homeownership. I even imagine it was sooner.
Well, with us to talk about that and what the home improvement economy looks like going forward is Misha Fisher. Misha is the chief economist for Angie. Welcome, Misha.
Hey, great to be with you both again.
You know, going over a reno budget is no surprise to our more seasoned homeowners, but I'm guessing it was quite a rude awakening for some millennials. What drove it?
Yeah, I think for millennials, this was definitely a baptism by fire in terms of jumping into the housing market. This is a very, very competitive time to get a home, and what really drove a lot of it was when you've got a competitive market for the most desirable houses, people inevitably get pushed into houses that they wouldn't otherwise have necessarily wanted as much. But the demand for having that house and getting out of the downtown core and that cheap mortgage you can get on it is just too compelling to pass up. So a bunch of people flooded the market, and now they're finding that their renovation budget is quickly not sufficing for what they had planned and getting blown out pretty quick.
Well, are you guys also seeing that renovation costs are higher now because there's a labor shortage, material costs are going up? Did that contribute to some of this as well?
Yeah, that definitely contributed as well. What happened was the overall price of lumber, for example, shot way, way up. There's also problems getting things like appliances and fixtures and things like that. But lumber really stands out with, you know, 300-400% increases year over year because of the big spike in demand, the shutdown of lumber mills, supply chain problems. That's all driven it up. And so if you're going for something lumber intensive, like putting in an addition or aggressive remodel that requires new flooring or new siding, or cabinetry, which requires all that plywood, then you were certainly hit with a big uptick in terms of the top-line cost. But even without all of those factors, people tend to go over budget. This just sort of took that overall dynamic and put it into overdrive. So we found in some surveying we did just before the pandemic that by about a 3-to-1 ratio, people go over budget versus under budget. And what happened, though, was that the pandemic just sort of took that dynamic and hit a lot more people with it.
Well, I mean, it was interesting. You really found houses that were, you know, not in the best of shape and going for super high prices that sort of limited your budget to do the renovations. And then you were stuck having to do the renovations. I mean, I looked at several houses in the craziness of this market and decided to finally just say, you know what, it's too much to even just get in it. But I think a lot of people just were excited by low interest rates and the opportunity to do something that they never were able to do before in buying the house, especially these millennials.
That's such an indicative experience of what a lot of people went through. And the low interest rates, it's really quite a compelling option. If you're looking at the cost of owning a home, it's really two costs, right? It's the cost of buying the home, but because so few people buy in cash, the cost of renting the money, your mortgage interest, to buy the home is really, in some cases, one of the bigger factors you have to consider. And if rates dropped for, you know, lots of people, they dropped from just shy of 5% before the pandemic down to, in some cases, below 3%. So if you're talking about rates that are, you know, 30 to 50% cheaper, in some cases, it might be rational to then go bid up the price of the house you're planning to buy by an equivalent amount. And so That's why we saw this big, big uptick in addition to all the demand.
And Misha, your work on the home improvement economy and predicting the economy for home improvers has been really, really fascinating. Before we let you go, I want to ask you about the availability of pros to get these projects done, because that's been a big challenge for homeowners as well. If they're not DIYers and they want to hire a pro to get a job done, we've been recommending Angie for years for folks to find a good quality pro to be able to compare reviews and so on. But are there enough pros out there to accomplish what needs to be done?
It's a tight labor market, and I think in a lot of local markets, people are finding that there's just not enough pros out there to get everything done. And so one of the things we're constantly working on is trying to increase that supply. And that's obviously one of the benefits of the platform, is if somebody enters this labor market, one of the things we try and highlight is that this is a really entrepreneurial place you can go. If you are ambitious and talented and willing to work hard, you can jump into the home services. And as you train up and get better, you know, platforms like ours can deliver people a lot of demand that they can go out and help consumers with those things. And I really do think, you know, there's a tendency when it's that hard to get somebody to want to do it yourself, but that can be definitely penny wise, pound foolish, because, you know, the smallest little mistake might end up costing you a lot of money or more, you know, if you're playing around with electricity and gas and things like that. Those things are definitely not something that you want to just do it yourself. And so I think the main thing is that if you are in a tight labor market, you just have to be patient, not rush the process. If you get a bad pro, it's going to be worse than just waiting a little bit longer. So, you know, use platforms like ours to make sure you're getting high quality pros. And even if they're busy, you know, just be patient rather than going with somebody who doesn't have the track record of being able to deliver for consumers.
Yeah, if somebody has plenty of time to get your project done now and they've been around for a while, there's probably a reason for that. so you're better off finding somebody who says, I can schedule you in 2 or 3 or 4 months, and you know that they're going to be reliable. Misha Fisher, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Misha Fisher is the chief economist for Angie. You can learn more at Angie.com. Thanks again, Misha. Great job.
Thank you both for having me. It was great to be with you.
Coming up, have you ever needed to tackle a repair where you needed to glue or seal something, and then you had a hard time figuring out which product would work and work well so you don't have to do the same job over and over again? Well, manufacturers are getting much smarter when they're designing sealants that do it all inside and out in all types of weather, and even some that work underwater. We're going to share that technology in just a bit.
Live in a body pit.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work.
That's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand.
You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app.
This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? Totaltech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. Totaltech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. Totaltech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get Totaltech today on Amazon or at your local hardware store.
Everyone loves a tiled shower, but water and vapor can get through grout in shower walls and floors and cause serious damage. In fact, as a home inspector, I've inspected thousands of showers and found leaks below the tile that caused expensive damage. The Schluter shower system eliminates the risk of shower failures due to moisture. The system creates a totally waterproof environment that properly manages all moisture. Quite simply, moisture cannot get into the walls and floor. The system eliminates the risk of mold and mildew.
To learn more, go to Schluter.com.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And The Money Pit is presented by Angie. You can find pros for all your home projects with the Angie app. Download the Angie app today.
That's right. And listen when you want, when you follow The Money Pit podcast. You can get new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which is just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
David in Mississippi is on the line with some cracks in the foundation. Tell us what's going on.
My house is 8 years old or 9 years old this year, but I got ceramic tile, and it keeps cracking my ceramic tile.
So we're talking about cracks in the floor, David?
Yes. I hadn't seen none in the walls or nothing. I just in the floors with ceramic tile. And it's in different rooms, too, so I know it's more than one crack. The only thing I can think is stress cracks from the concrete foundation.
Well, it may or it may not be. Now, when you put ceramic tile on a concrete floor like that, and especially in a large surface, there is an isolation membrane that works well to go down in between concrete and the tile, and that helps to prevent the condition that you're seeing. Unfortunately, there's no easy fix for this. There's no inexpensive way to stop a floor from cracking if potentially it was installed improperly to begin with. The only general advice we can give you is to make sure you try to keep it as dry as possible down there, because moisture is going to make the slab move more.
Well, let me ask you a question. What if I took the ceramic tile up and put some hardwood floors in?
Well, you couldn't put solid hardwood floor because the moisture will cause it to warp. But what you could put in is engineered hardwood floor. And in fact, if you wanted to put engineered hardwood floor in, you don't really have to take the ceramic tile up. You can leave it down there and just go on top of it, because it's not connected to the floor. It pretty much rides. It's a floating floor. It rides right on that surface. You'd put down a very thin underlayment underneath it. It's a very thin foam-like underlayment, like maybe a quarter inch thick. Then the boards are snapped together, and they sit on top of that. You just leave a gap at the edges of the room.
Okay, I sure appreciate it. I listen to y'all's show all the time. Sure appreciate all the information I get from y'all.
Well, Leslie, the last time I needed adhesive for a job, I did what most people do. Headed on over to the home center, walked over to the paint department, which is where they usually keep all the caulks and the glues and the sealants, and then proceeded to spend a good 15 minutes reading the tiny print on labels trying to figure out which product was going to work for my purpose. They don't make it easy.
No, I mean, they really don't, and the print is so small, so you could be reading for a little while. So if you've got a repair to make, you know, it really isn't easy to choose that right adhesive. Now, some are designed to stick, some are designed to seal, some are designed to stretch, and not too many can be used outside where UV rays will dry it out and then crack, and even fewer can be used underwater. Well, one that really does it all and is out now from the original superglue company, and it's called Total Tech. Now, it's really the perfect mix of a heavy-duty construction adhesive and an all-purpose sealant. It's really strong adhesive that can hold up to 430 PSI, but it's also super flexible. You can actually stretch over 3.5 times its length. That means if you're using it to seal a window or repair a crack, all of the expansion and contraction that occurs in those areas are not going to impact that seal.
Now, it also is 100% waterproof, and it works during all weather conditions, even underwater. I saw a really amazing demo. It's the kind of demo I like to do on TV, and you would too. So in the demo, the guy takes a has a fish tank, right, filled up. He takes a basketball, and he squeezes this the Total Tech on the bottom of the basketball, you know, like a two-inch wide, like big drop of it. Then he presses the basketball into the water, all the way to the bottom of the tank, which, of course, is soaking wet. The water closes around the basketball. Then he takes his hand off, and it stays there. I mean, what does that? What kind of adhesive will actually stick to wet surfaces underwater? I was pretty impressed with it. It comes in clear. It comes in white. It dries in an hour. It's even paintable. You can find it on Amazon. You can find your local hardware store, or you can check it out at supergluecorp.com/totaltech. Good stuff.
Now we've got Martin on the line who wants to talk about fascia boards. That is an excellent design detail on the exterior. What can we do for you?
The fascia boarding connects the ceiling of my porch roof to the overhang has separated from the ceiling. And I want to know if I need to, do I need to rip that out and replace it? Or can I just seal it and maybe put a larger molding over it?
Well, if the fascia board is loosening up, then I would tell you to resecure it. And that's actually not an unusual thing to happen because the nails that hold that are usually going into the ends of the rafters behind it. They tend to expand and contract a lot. But what I would do is I would tell you to resecure it, but do it with screws, not with nails. If you use long screws like 2.5-inch case-hardened drywall screws or wood trim screws, that will pull that fascia board back in tight, and it'll be impossible for it to loosen up again. So don't think of it in terms of something covering it. Just put it back where it was, but use screws instead of nails, and it won't come out again. Okay?
And do I do that by going under the molding?
Well, you want to try to get that fascia board re-secured in, so if that is going to require you to take off a piece of molding to get to it, then that's what you do. But you want to get to the original fascia and tighten it up.
Okay. I can do that then. Thank you very much.
All right, Martin. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. You know, taking care of home projects really is easier than ever with Angie, so download the app today. Coming up, when it comes to the value of your home, location counts, but realtors report other factors that really may surprise you. We're going to share those next.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Need help tackling home projects? Angie can help. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects. Upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. So David reached out. He's worried about his roof. He says that his roof might be due for replacement soon, but he discovered there are large visible gaps in the roof sheathing and wonders if it's an immediate concern. Actually, David, it depends. You know, some roof sheathing materials are supposed to have gaps. For example, wafer board or aspenite has this type of metal clip called an H-clip, which is specifically designed to provide some space between the sheathing panels because they expand and contract. So what you're saying are large visible gaps. I don't know. It might just be the normal seam between the plywood that's designed by the manufacturer. So I wouldn't worry too much about that unless you have any other, like, more significant issues of concern.
Yeah, I mean, David, if it's not leaking and it's not buckling, you're probably okay. So look at that.
Well, we all know that when it comes to home value, location, location, and location are the three most important factors. But realtors are reporting there are other factors that could surprise you. Leslie has the details in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, according to the experts at BobVila.com, realtors are reporting that some decor choices can actually make it harder to sell your home. Now, we're going to see how many of these recommendations you agree with. First up, wallpaper. Now, I love wallpaper, but not everybody does. And even though there's a comeback moment for wallpaper right now, not everybody is looking at it in an excited yay way. Buyers are looking at wallpaper and thinking, gosh, time, money, effort, got to get rid of it. So it might not be the best for every situation. Closets. If you get rid of a closet to sort of free up space to make a larger bedroom or add a master bath, that's a super bad move. People want storage, and they want storage now more than ever. Kitchens. They've been starting to look a little sterile. So if your kitchen is so white, maybe it's featureless and shiny that it could be mistaken for, say, an operating room, chances are it's not going to appeal to many potential homebuyers. And people look at kitchens as a big price tag. So they're already like, ooh, can I live with it? Do I need to do it? How much is it going to cost? The other thing is bathtubs. If you don't have one, people sort of think, ugh, I really need a tub. Walk-in showers, they're great, but tubs are important. So it can be kind of difficult, according to realtors, to sell a home with only showers, since a lot of these home buyers do need at least one tub for young kids, pets, or maybe they just want to soak themselves. You know, my dream is to have my own bathroom with a bathtub. It's all I dream about on a daily basis. The other thing are high-end kitchen appliances. If you love to cook, you could be thrilled by a kitchen that has those high-end professional quality stoves, refrigerators, dishwashers. But be prepared, however, to lose money on those investments when it comes time to sell. Another issue is bold walls. I mean, there really is something to be said about having too much of a good thing, and bold accent walls are great, but go all in, and no future potential home buyer is going to be able to see themselves in your space, especially if those colors are far from neutral. And wall-to-wall carpeting, it's last on our list, it is out. Carpet does feel nice underfoot, But most home buyers aren't looking for a house that's carpeted, and they know that it's kind of a pain to remove. So on the other hand, refinished hardwood floors can actually get you back some extra cash. So a lot of things to consider if you're selling your home, you know, whether now or down the road, make some smart choices.
First thing we removed when we moved in our house, orange shag carpet. Yuck.
Oh, my gosh. I looked at a house, Tom, that in the photos online, the wallpaper was so faint, I thought it was just a light color paint. But every room, every wall was wallpapered within an inch of its life, and all I saw was dollar signs.
Well, coming up next time on the program, you may not realize it, but your home is always moving. It's expanding, it's contracting, and it's settling. And sometimes that movement can result in cracks to your foundation. But how do you know if a crack is serious or just the result of some normal house movement? We're going to explain in the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRostra. At the CPAC 2021 in Dallas, Texas, over the weekend, conservative thought leaders, lawmakers, and others are meeting. Former National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien says the Lone Star State provides a safe haven for conservative families.
How about promoting the dream of home ownership and developing homes and building homes, which you can't do in the blue states, so that middle-class families and working-class families can buy a home? And how about supporting our police and first responders?
President Trump headlines the closing afternoon's lineup on Sunday. The confirmed death toll from that South Florida building collapse now at 86, as with the update on Saturday. 43 people, though, are still missing.
The search continues for victims, according to Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava, who adds there could be weather delays.
Please pray for all of those who've lost loved ones and whose hearts are broken from this unspeakable tragedy, and for those who are still waiting.
Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett says crews are making good progress.
Given the current pace, it appears very likely that the site will be cleared a lot sooner than many expected, at least as it pertains to the area where the remaining building was demolished.
Meanwhile, the Miami-Dade County Courthouse will begin undergoing repairs immediately because of safety concerns found during a review prompted by the condo collapse. I'm Julie Walker.
Nevada's biggest power provider urging their customers to conserve electricity this weekend. They say it's because of extreme heat and wildfires that are affecting transmission lines in western states. They're telling customers to turn off lights and pool pumps, unplug appliances not in use, and avoid using large appliances like dishwashers and washing machines between the hours of 6 to 9 p.m. The National Weather Service issued an extreme heat warning that runs until 8 p.m. Monday. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Attention all taxpayers who owe back taxes to the IRS or who have unfiled tax returns. The IRS has recently launched tax relief programs designed to aid delinquent taxpayers who are unable to pay their back taxes or who may have unfiled tax returns. KIC IRS is a full-service tax relief company that specializes in helping taxpayers resolve their tax problems once and for all. Qualifying for this program may stop all collections, reduce what you owe, and even save you thousands of dollars in the process. Call the experts at KIC IRS today to see if you qualify for one of these tax relief programs. They're A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, and they're experts will conduct a free consultation over the phone to see if you qualify. If you or your business owes back taxes to the IRS or has years of unfiled tax returns, help is now available. For this free information, call KICK IRS at 800-755-4480. 800-755-4480. That's 800-755-4480.
Ballpark employees are happy to be back at work after the pandemic.
And while it would be premature to say the scene at Major League ballparks has completely returned to normal, there's no question this season has been a step in that direction. Delaware North, a concessionaire that operates at 11 big league ballparks, says it has recalled around 8,000 employees and hired around 3,000 new ones since January 1st at those parks. For many employees, the past couple of months have been a welcome respite after a tumultuous year. John Scott reporting.
Two more prefectures outside the immediate Tokyo area barring fans from attending Olympic events because of rising coronavirus infections. Fukushima and Hokkaido also saying that they're not allowing fans in. And earlier this week, Tokyo organizers and the IOC board barred all fans from venues in Tokyo and three neighboring prefectures where most of the events will take place. More news at townhall.com. President Biden fired Social Security Administrator Andrew Saul Friday amid an ongoing dispute over his leadership of the independent agency.
Saul was one of the few remaining federal appointees from former President Donald Trump's administration. The White House said he was fired after refusing a request for his resignation. Deputy Social Security Commissioner David Black was also asked to resign, and he complied. Despite his dismissal, Saul says he plans to be at work on Monday. I consider myself the term-protected commissioner of Social Security, Saul said. Patrick Frost reporting.
In the aftermath of the Washington football team's decision to drop its former name, several states are advancing measures meant to bar public schools from using Native American mascots. Lawmakers in Colorado and Nevada passed bills to that effect last month. Washington State approved a similar ban earlier this year, and Connecticut and Massachusetts have measures pending on their fall dockets. More at Town Hall.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
Brian Clark is a teacher in Grants Pass School District in Oregon. Well, when fellow teachers reported his religious activity nowhere near the school, district officials placed restrictions on his off-hours evangelism and all church youth activities within district boundaries.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, fresh off the set of Fox and Friends, it's America's receptive voice, Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show, coming to you from New York, heard around the country, heard around the world. Oliver North with us shortly on the leaving Afghanistan in the horrific way we're doing it, and other options we had and maybe still have. And then we're going to be joined by David Asher. If you want to know about the origins of the virus, what happened along the way, David Asher would be that person. So we'll hear from him. And, of course, take your calls, 1-866-408-7669. If you're back at work, I know, first time in a year and a half, and you're rather right, just go to BrianKilmeade.com, and I'll be able to get your messages. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
The Associated Press projects Eric Adams as the winner of the Democratic primary in the race for New York City mayor. The former police captain will likely be on the ballot in November, and since about two-thirds of the city's eligible voters are registered as Democrats, Adams is expected to win and be the next mayor of New York.
Yes, 22-year-old captain. Excuse me, a 22-year-old NYPD veteran. He's now 60. Eric Adams takes the Democratic nomination with the closest thing the left has to a law and order message in New York City. What does that say about America and how we're feeling about our safety and security and what it should mean for 2022?
Number two.
Now we need to go to community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and oftentimes door to door, literally knocking on doors to get help to the remaining people protected from the virus.
Yeah, knocking on doors. Yeah, Joe Biden plans on doing that to make sure you're vaccinated. It's not okay with me. Is that okay with you? Especially now as they refuse to admit if you have the virus and have the antibodies, you don't need the shot. And why so many are getting sick from it, even if it's 2 or 3 days, and others like me have no after effects.
Number one.
Mark my words. Our union will defend any member who gets in trouble for teaching honest history. We have a legal defense fund ready to go, and we are preparing for litigation as we speak.
Yes, critical race pushback. Teachers unions dig in to keep CRT as part of the K-12 curriculum while still denying they do it. Why this might be the most important fight in America today and why we must kill CRT for good. A guy who's an historian, does some great work on camera and in his books. And I really have him on to talk about his war background and what he saw in Afghanistan and how disturbing it is to see the way we're leaving. But I want to talk to you about history first. Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North, welcome back.
It's good to be with you, brother. Thank you.
Yeah, Colonel, you've done so much throughout your career. First off, I got to ask you about critical race theory. Are you as disturbed as I am about how they're trying to indoctrinate kids into how America and white males are the enemy of everybody?
Well, you know, I've got 18 grandkids, and our kids have been homeschooled, and our kids and our grandkids have been homeschooled. They've been sent to public schools. They've been sent to private schools. They go to military base schools. And my mom was a school teacher for 40 years, okay? She would be rolling over in her grave right now to see what's happening in the public schools of America and in many of the private schools. I mean, we're blessed that we've got some great private schools down here. We've got a school teacher in Loudoun County, not 15 minutes from where I'm sitting right now, who has been fired because he refused to talk to kids in third grade about what gender they want to be. It's not just critical race theory. It's the entire educational system of this country has bankrupted itself on all of these crazy leftist ideas. And when the people show up to object, the school board calls the Board of Supervisors in Loudoun County. The supervisors declare it to be an illegal meeting and demand that the sheriff come in and arrest people and drag them out of the building. It wasn't the sheriff's fault. In fact, the sheriff made a very public statement when his deputies were called in. This is not my decision. It wasn't his decision. But it's all about this kind of craziness that they're trying to teach our kids and our grandkids.
So they're in denial about it. This Randy Weingarten is the president of the second biggest teachers union.
Right.
Said this, cut five.
Culture warriors are labeling any discussion of race, racism, or discrimination as CRT to try to make it toxic. They are bullying teachers and trying to stop us from teaching students accurate history.
She's flat out lying. She's flat out lying. And she also goes on to say she's not taught, it's not taught in K through 12. As flat out lie.
Well, part of the problem is that they've lied to themselves for so long, they now believe what they're saying is right. That's the nutty part of this whole thing is it's been moving in this direction way before this administration. This administration is just now making it mandatory to do this kind of stuff. You want federal money in your public school system, you're going to have to teach it the way we want to teach. And, of course, the way we want to teach is what you just heard from Ms. Weingarten. The whole idea of teaching kids this stuff instead of the science, technology, engineering, and math that they're going to need to survive in this world is just lunacy. The military's being done, the same thing is happening in the military. The Secretary of Defense ordered back in February that every single unit with anybody in it has to take an entire day off to teach this kind of crap that does absolutely nothing for military readiness. And no one is standing up in the administration saying, knock it off. The commander-in-chief certainly isn't. And when you look at what's transpiring, it is unhealthy for our country. It's unhealthy for our kids. It's unhealthy for our military. And ultimately, it destroys the readiness of the force. 1.5 million man days have been wasted on this stuff, at least. And there'll be more of it.
Colonel, you know what? Sports and the military are two areas in which flatten the whole race barrier quicker than anything else in society. Now they're going back and they're trying to blow it up.
Yeah. Look at Title IX. I mean, we've got states where people who were born as men are now playing women's sports and, of course, dominating the field. The idea that we can tinker with this kind of stuff is not only is it morally reprehensible, it doesn't make any sense.
So this guy, Ian Rice, was just on with Bill Hammer. And he was talking to Bill Hammer about it. He has a white wife, and now he sends his kids to school, and they're basically teaching him that his wife is bad. Listen.
Critical race theory is teaching that white people are bad. That's not true. That would teach my daughter that her mother is evil. What is your criteria to educate the educators? And who are you to educate my children, or any of our children, in life issues? That's our job.
And that was him after that, board of him speaking in front of the board. He went and spoke to Bill. Do you understand where he's coming from?
Absolutely. We've gone nuts here, friend. And again, I'm looking at this through the perspective of the 18 grandkids we got. They span an age from college sophomore all the way down to diapers, okay? The youngsters who are in high schools right now are having this stuff drilled into their heads if they're in a public school. And so what you're going to see is people who can afford it, and Fox, as you know, paid me a lot more to get shot at than the Marine Corps did, and we saved a lot of it. You can now use 529 funds, not just for college, but for kids in high school. That's what's going to happen this fall when our kids go back to school. Every possible one of them is going to go to a private school or be homeschooled. And what's the consequence of that for the public schools? The people who have the means to do so are going to send their kids to a place where they can learn what they need to know in order to survive in this world. The crap that's coming out of this so-called critical race theory, this whole gender reassignment business, all of this stuff is damaging to our country. And the only solution is those of us who can afford to do so are going to take our kids out of the public school, and that's going to ultimately degrade the quality of the education that youngsters are getting because they're wasting so much time on this crap.
America's dying from the inside, not from the outside, unless someone's pulling those China and Russia are using social media to manipulate our society, which they did mildly in 2016. I want to get you on Afghanistan, and I can imagine for you who've been there multiple times how you feel about the way we're leaving. It looks as though the Afghan troops are running for the hills. 1,000 gave up our equipment that we gave them and gave it over to the Taliban. 10,000 want to get out because they've helped us in the past. Why are we leaving this way?
Well, in large part because you got a very, very anti-American administration. I mean, what we need in the State Department today is a U.S. interest section. You need somebody who's going to stand up and speak for the good of our country. The idea of getting out of the place was not a bad one. The way in which we're doing it is terrible. The idea of leaving behind 17,000 interpreters, translators, and people who helped our country while we were there to simply cut and run, just like Obama did in 2011 out of Iraq, we're now going to repeat the same disaster and make it far worse, because what you're liable to end up with is an event very much like the one I experienced in the spring of 1975. Saigon. Anybody remember what Saigon was like? The planes that went down, the helicopters that crashed, the people fleeing off the roof of our embassy? That's going to, be impossible to go that way out of Afghanistan because there's no water around to go out to the ships.
Right.
And what you're going to end up with is tens of thousands of refugees trying to flee the country and getting stopped at every border around because they're not going to go into Pakistan. They might make their way up north into Russia, Uzbekistan, all the kinds of things that we should have been doing months ago to plan for this. And that includes not just the 17,000 interpreters, or as we used to call them, the TERPs, It also includes 130,000 of their family members. And the Pentagon announced 2 or 3 weeks ago, we're ready to do that. All we need is the order to do so. Didn't happen. So and you have people, right. Hundreds of them are already being murdered.
So Michael Waltz fought there,
yeah.
And he says this is what he experienced and this is what he fears. Listen.
So we have to send our special operators back in to take care of this problem, like we did when Obama pulled out of Iraq too soon and it led to the rise of ISIS. The difference in Afghanistan is they're going to have no bases. We have no bases in the region, and they're going to have no local allies. Who would trust us again? Who would stand with us again after they've been abandoned? And, Dana, you know my own personal story that I had I had one of my interpreters that was found by the Taliban with the documentation he needed to prove that he worked with America. They took him back to his village, beheaded him, his brothers, and his cousins. They have a bullseye on their back. They're being hunted down as we speak, and the White House is doing nothing about it.
They say they're doing something, but there's no plan in place. They're trying to find a third country to put 10,000 people.
Yeah, well, I will tell you right now, the plan was put together. It was done by the Joint Chiefs of Staff. It was sent up to the Secretary of Defense. And this Secretary of Defense is the kind of person who is more interested in teaching critical race theory than he is in helping our allies who have already put their lives on the line, serving with us. I mean, I made 60-plus embeds over there. Every single one of those units had the kinds of people that we're talking about here. They had interpreters. They had translators. They had people who are servicing all the logistics that are coming in. All of those people are in great harm's way. The appalling part of this is, as Mike Waltz just said, what's going to happen if we have to go back in? We'll have no friends at all. The recovery from Vietnam, May 31st of 1975, the recovery from that took 20 years. 20 years for the military to recover from that.
What do you mean?
What I'm talking about is the morale of the military.
Morale.
There were so many good people who were wasted in that war. To recover from that, it took 20 years.
Yeah.
And Ronald Reagan began the process. Well, I'll tell you right now, if they repeat what we did in Saigon in 1975 with helicopters leaving the roof, and apparently they're leaving in the middle of the night from Bagram. Bagram's now abandoned. I sure as the devil hope that they got enough airplane parking spaces in Kabul that aren't going to get rocketed.
So if the Taliban take this thing within 6 months, why would we staff an embassy? I mean, they're supposed to be negotiating with the Afghan government. That's what Trump worked out. I'm not thrilled with Trump's exit plan either. I wasn't at the time. I'm not now. Because, Colonel, as you know better than almost anybody, it wasn't just about the Afghan government. It gave us a base of operations to keep eyes on Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and perfectly situated between China and Russia. Where else are we going to get this type of intelligence? And Iran. Where else are we going to get this type of intelligence?
Yeah.
So that had to be explained to the American people. And we could gradually stop the financing of the Afghan government, maybe get a plan together where they'd be standing up on their own. So I just think it was extremely frustrating. Final thought on this, Colonel, how you see this coming out?
It does not look well. It does not look like a positive outcome. I urge everybody, pray for our country. Pray for the survival of those interpreters and their families.
Got it.
God willing, we'll find a way to get them out.
Colonel, let's stay in touch. It's been too long. Thanks so much, Colonel Alvin North.
You
got it.
Appreciate you.
All right, the great Lieutenant Colonel Alvin North. When we come back, your turn, 1-866-408-7669. Then we delve into the origins of this virus. To David Asher, a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, and in 2020 he served at the State Department where he spearheaded a task force for the Office of Secretary of State on the origins of COVID-19. He'll share with us what he knows.
Expanding your knowledge base, it's Brian Kilmeade.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn.
Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and Silver delivered to your home, or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So, what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
How hard can it be to find a Python pro?
Sam's startup had a front-end developer walk out the back door. He needs a new software engineer, stat.
What do you mean they just quit? We go live in 72 hours.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart. Now, we're a lot closer.
Just like Cliff and Deb, thousands of singles over 50 found their perfect match on Silver Singles last year.
I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same way.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50. Sign up today and receive daily matches you won't want to miss at silversingles.com/radio. silversingles.com/radio.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A pregnant mom who saved four kids from drowning in Lake Michigan makes today's Dean's List. Elisa DeWitt was visiting First Street Beach Pier with her kids. She noticed a group of girls going into the water as the wind was really strong. Elisa had a feeling it wasn't a good idea, and she was right. A few minutes later, she saw one of the girls waving her arms and knew something was wrong. Elisa pulled her own kids out of the water and ran onto the pier. She called 911 but didn't have time to wait. With no one else around and despite being pregnant, she laid down on her stomach and began trying to pull the girls to safety. It wasn't easy because every time she would get one of the girls halfway up, a wave would smash into the pier and knock them back or almost pull her over. But with all her might, she managed to pull all three girls out of the water and went towards the shore to grab the last girl who had injured her leg. Elisa says she doesn't know how she did it, but she did, and that's when rescue crews arrived. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In August of 1970, New York attorney Bella Abzug, one of the most outspoken leaders in the growing women's movement, gave testimony on the Equal Rights Amendment.
We felt this transcendent joy, for woman's life has been imminent. As Simone de Beauvoir said, it has never been completely human because so few of us have had this great experience that all of us have had tonight of creating in history, of taking the torch from those great women who won us the vote 50 years ago and carrying that torch high so that it will shine on the lives not only of our daughters, but shines in our own faces in self-affirmation.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with James Corden, who returns with the vocal stylings of Peter Rabbit for the sequel, Peter Rabbit 2, The Runaway, which is in theaters now.
You just raised your voice just a tiny bit. Then he magically appears.
Corden spoke about the voice booth fun of the gig compared to other roles.
What you have here is a completely free environment. You're not stopping down for hair and makeup and lights and moves and all those things. And you're wearing sweatpants. And really, you just do the film.
The movie follows Peter in the big city where he takes his mischievous reputation to heart. It includes a moral of not letting anyone tell you who you are, which James says is important for audiences of all ages.
At one point, if you keep telling your child, like they tell Peter, that you're naughty and you're mischievous and you're bad, we as humans, and particularly children, go, okay, well, that's who I am then, and that's who I'll be. The great thing about this film is that it really teaches, well, you're going to make mistakes. And the mistake isn't the thing. It's who you are after that mistake.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
We'll be right back.
like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Here's the deal. We are continuing to wind down the mass vaccination sites that did so much in the spring to rapidly vaccinate those eager to get their first shot and their second shot, for that matter, if they needed a second. Now we need to go to community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and oft times door to door, literally knocking on doors, to get help to the remaining people protected from the virus.
Let me tell you something. The president is out of control. It's his only good news story. He COVID-19, the way it was distributed, gives no credit to Warp Speed. So he actually acts as if he came up with the vaccine, distributed the vaccine, and he gets high marks on that. He gets terrible marks on the border, terrible marks on crime. He's got 50-50 marks on the economy, and we'll see what happens if he gets help, if they do this infrastructure bill, but he keeps on emphasizing this coronavirus, got to get it over 70%. Why does he think that it's ever going to fly with people to get a knock at the door from a health professional or from a Biden supporter to say, did you get your vaccine yet? I don't want you at my door. I don't want you asking me if I got the vaccine until, of course, you make the effort to say, if you had the virus, you don't need the vaccine, and for how many months they need it. Number two, is there a danger? Answer me this question. Is there a danger of having the virus, having the antibodies, and then getting the Pfizer or Moderna or Johnson & Johnson vaccine? You have not been able to answer this. Where the microchondritis, or however you say it, the swelling of the heart, the inflammation of the heart, where that's coming from. So I don't think I'm going to get it. A 17-year-old or a 12-year-old doesn't think they're going to get it. Now you find out that that could be one of the ramifications of it. Slow down, Mr. President. Maybe you should ask that question to your health professionals and stop jamming the vaccine down everyone's throat every second of the day. That is single-handedly the reason why we're out of this pandemic, and we're first and we're the best. I agree. I got it. But before you do that, start answering people's questions who are reluctant to take it. And number two is we can make our own choices. We do on a daily basis. Some people choose to skydive. Some people hang glide. Some people cliff dive. It all doesn't seem, it seems to me, way too risky. I don't even want to ride a motorcycle, but I'm not going to judge people that do. It's a risk. It's a risk that people in America are choosing to take. It does not affect me if you refuse to get a vaccine. That is your choice. The chances of getting it from someone who's unvaccinated are so small, it is a non-factor. When we come back, the origins of this hell we've been in, the origin of COVID-19, David Asher, what he knows, he'll share.
Inviting you to download and listen to the new daily Fox on Tech podcast. There's part of a colorful late 90s iMac on Mars. It's an idea that seems a lot like Kickstarter called Build It. This isn't the first time we've heard about North Korea hackers trying to get a leg up on COVID-19, a range that was used for satellite TV service in the 70s. Get the latest trends in technology, cybersecurity alerts, and gadget news daily. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
This is Health Call for Health, Amazon's new health device, Halo, adding a feature to track your movements and move you toward a specialized workout routine. It's called Movement Health.
Want to attack the punching bag in your gym or the weeds in your garden? Good Movement Health will help you do both. So, how do you measure how healthy your movement is? Well, we look at three things: posture, stability, and mobility. Think of posture as good alignment. Stability is being able to slow down and even stop moving when you want to. Mobility is being able to move when and where you want.
Users will video themselves doing single leg balances, forward lunges, overhead squats, overhead reaches, and squats. Halo gives you a movement score about your body's mobility. Then it will create customized routines to help improve user stability, mobility, and posture. There are layers of security to protect privacy, and videos are deleted after processing. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. Health Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
from the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
What are the most important issues facing Americans today? Every Monday, join me, Brett Baer, chief political anchor and executive editor of Special Report, and my rotating all-star panel of experts as we discuss the policies, practices, and solutions to the biggest and most important issues of the day. You can hear new episodes every Monday. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Although he was the Speaker of the House from 1971 to 1977, Democrat Carl Albert of Oklahoma served in Congress since 1947. In a 1990 interview, Albert gave his impression of President Harry Truman.
Harry Truman was the least educated president we had in my time, you know. But he had certain qualities that made him an unusual president. He was the most fearless government official that I've ever known. I remember one time some of us went down to talk to him about what we would like to have brought up through the years, and when he got through, he said, "Well, boys, I'll tell you, look at all this stuff," but he had a globe on his desk, globe of the world. He says, "The only thing I'm really interested in is protecting that little globe."
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Getting back to school.
Students might be looking forward to returning to a normal-ish school year in the fall, but for some, the return comes sooner. For summer school, more students than ever are expected to do summer classes to catch up for lost time because of the pandemic. The U.S. Department of Education doesn't have a number yet because it's too early, but they are fully expecting it to surpass mandatory or optional summer school attendance in pre-COVID 2019, which was estimated at 3.3 million. For example, Montgomery, Alabama usually has about 2,500 who attend summer school. This year, 12,000 of the system's 28,000 have signed up. Las Vegas high school freshman Taylor Dennington telling the Associated Press she didn't think she'd ever have to go to summer school, but because it was an unmotivating school year learning online, she learns better in school, and having a teacher present is better than waiting for an email response. Getting back to school, Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
The more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
How did COVID-19 start? What was the origin of COVID-19? We've asked that question for more than a year and requested that the House majority hold hearings to investigate the origins of COVID-19. Perplexingly, Speaker Pelosi has refused to allow a single hearing, calling it a diversion. This is far from a diversion. The evidence continues mounting that this was a man-made disaster that started in the Wuhan lab. If that is the case, then it might be considered dramatically worse than Chernobyl.
That is Steve Scalise trying to be somewhat political, but people are fed up with the lack of cooperation and the origins of this virus. Once you had your Facebook page shelved because you put something on that said this started at the Wuhan lab, and now it's becoming conventional wisdom, or is that too much of a leap? Let's ask David Asher. He's senior fellow at the Hudson Institute. In 2020, he served at the State Department, where he spearheaded a task force for the Office of the Secretary looking into the origins of COVID-19 and the role of the Chinese government. David, thanks so much for making time for us.
Chris, good morning. How are you?
David, do you believe it's now more likely than not the Wuhan lab is where this started?
Yes, and I believe that since pretty early on in our investigation, the way we did this investigation at the State Department, it's an arms control-related investigation. There's something called the Biological Weapons Convention, that was originally negotiated in the 1970s and then revised in the 80s. And as I recall, and the BWC prohibits any sort of undeclared research into bioweapons-related technology or application. Undeclared is the key thing. You can declare all sorts of stuff for defensive purposes, and indeed the Chinese typically do. But we learned very early on that in 2016, mysteriously, they stopped declaring all sorts of things. They said there was no military-related programs at Wuhan Institute. There was no research into SARS, which they'd been focused on, just disappeared. And there were no classified programs. All three of those are total, we learned, were total lies and had been for years as we went back and looked at the record. So the Chinese started covering something up quite a while ago. And there are a lot of other facts I could illuminate if you want. Just let me know what you
go
with this.
You know, we've been going back and forth on this for about a year. And the one thing is pretty clear is that instead of the curiosity that you have shown in the past and others have shown, there seems to be a lack of curiosity for that from a guy that never leaves television, Anthony Fauci. What was it like being on the inside with Fauci and company pushing against you?
Well, I mean, they really couldn't push very easily against us because they had no evidence. I mean, the crazy thing about this from the standpoint of the American people, in my mind, and the world, I mean, citizens of the world, everyone's been affected, that we look for intelligence and diplomatic information and basically anything, CDC, NIH, anything they had that could prove this came out of nature. We found nothing. I can tell you, I was the senior advisor for East Asian Pacific Affairs reporting to the Secretary of State when Secretary Powell was Secretary of State. And we saw all sorts of information that the Chinese were hunting for SARS, and they asked us for help. I was there in January 2003, at the same time as Fauci. We were meeting with the Chinese, and the Chinese didn't want their people to know that we were helping them, which is sort of a cover-up, but we did form these teams to cooperate. I was not involved in that. I was there just because I was a senior diplomat in town visiting for some other issues related to North Korea, but I did participate in a day of meetings with the Chinese health minister, and they said, we got a big problem. We're trying to figure this out. Can you help us? This time, they didn't ask us for anything. We offered 26 times, I counted, in January alone, made offers of assistance to CDC, State Department itself, NIH, none of which were responded to by the Chinese. It was lights out. And then it only got worse from there, because as we looked to the months and months of information collected by our embassies, by our consul general in Wuhan, we just couldn't get any evidence out of the Chinese or the NIH or any of the U.S. public health authorities that they had clear zoonotic evidence behind their assertions that this thing came out of nature. Whereas we started finding all sorts of evidence that implied a lab leak. You know, I mean, as a detective, I got to sort of go where the facts lead. There were, like, no facts to support the zoonotic origin. Now, I don't rule out that there could be, but I mean, why would the Chinese want to present them to us? And why would the NIH go on national TV, director, you know, Collins, as well as Fauci, and say that they're confident this came out of nature when they had no proof? Aren't they? Is that sort of not what scientists are supposed to do? They're supposed to have proof.
So
I
why?
Mean,
it's
like sham science.
I know. And the thing is, it definitely hurt us as a pedestrian. People have explained it to me. We had no idea what was about to hit our shores. We thought it was going to be SARS-1. It ends up being a different way it spreads and a different virus altogether. Therefore, the CDC did not have the right tests. So we weren't able to test when it landed in Washington.
The thing about it, it's such an Achilles heel, and I'm looking at an article from the New England Journal of Medicine, you know, we're a very famous journal called Asymptomatic Transmission, the Achilles Heel of Current Strategies to Control COVID-19, published in May 28th of 2020. I mean, the scientists have been looking at this. Asymptomatic spread, as I understand it, talking to lots of doctors, does occur as people get more exposed to certain types of viruses. Like, we all have 100, 200 viruses in us at any one time, minimal, I understand. But our bodies have become essentially immune or insensitive to them. So, you know, when you catch a cold, you typically start sneezing, et cetera. We all know that. Well, when you catch COVID-19, unlike SARS, most, you know, the majority of people don't even know they've got it. So their so-called interferon in their body, which causes you to sneeze and all that, doesn't start popping up. The question is, was there something in the sequence surrounding COVID-19 and the work the Chinese were doing to create COVID-19, which I'm confident they were working on, that was designed to enhance the stealthiness of the spread more than normal? I mean, there are cases where people have the flu and don't know it and they transmit, but it's usually when there's a new type of flu. The doctors tell me, including from NIH, including Dr. Redfield, I've heard him speak about this, not to me directly, but just on video conferences, that this asymptomatic spread is really weird. But there's five other things that are weird, just as weird. I won't go into any detail, just pre-epidemic infections. There always are, like with SARS, there were all sorts of people getting it. And before the thing really broke out, but you could trace them back. This time, this thing just sort of dropped out of nowhere like a bomb and went off, and suddenly there's people all over, all sorts of people getting infected. There's been no intermediate host animal. The Chinese say they tested 80,000 animals and have found no evidence of COVID-19 in the animal. I think with SARS, they found an unprecedented, like hundreds and hundreds of animals had exposure to it. So something's very odd about this. The genetic level of purity, Steve Quay, my colleague, is remarked on in the hearing we testified to. This thing is like, normally, before they could jump from animal to human, they'd have to sort of evolve in nature. Well, this thing doesn't really show any evidence of it. It's got this crazy spike protein, which has this weird sequence that is derived from, it's like you got a bat. It's like John Stewart said, you got a bat, you got a pangolin, this weird animal, its receptor binder domain, and a human furin cleavage site. And this furin cleavage site, the thing that allows it to go into your lungs and your bloodstream and kill you. They're not logical to be together. I mean, how did it, as he pointed out, how did that get together with the pangolin, get together with some human? I mean, there's a lot of weird scientist assumptions that this stuff just happens. If it happened, why haven't we seen 10,000 other things like COVID-19? I mean, this is like nothing in the history of the world.
Exactly.
I would say,
and they're not curious?
It's very likely to be man-made. Those things alone augur for something. If this was a natural development, we should have seen it in the last 1,000 years of history, and we haven't. The bubonic plague was a different thing. I mean, and everywhere it went, it killed people. The thing about this is it targets the oldest segment of our population, the most expensive to treat. And, I mean, if you think of it, it's more like an economic weapon. And even if the design of this one, as I said in the last thing, they let it spread all over the world without telling us that it could spread asymptomatically human to human when they knew it. They lied to President Trump like four times on calls to Xi Jinping, where he said, don't worry, it can't even spread to human to human. I mean, in mid-January, as I understand it. So, like, they weaponized the virus, and they did nothing to stop it from spreading all over the world. They didn't shut down their airports.
And remember, they had the U.S. military, the World Military Games in Wuhan the next month.
Yeah.
And everyone came home afterwards.
In October. And it's quite possible that those people brought COVID with them. I mean, remember that a lot of the earliest stuff that was posted by Chinese on WeChat and stuff like that the Chinese government's all taken down. But at the State Department and the U.S. government, we were picking up on that stuff still, certainly as it was going on. And there was all sorts of panic around Wuhan. I mean, the people who went there said in mid-October it was like a ghost town. I mean, there certainly was activity around the old – there's two Wuhan Institutes of Virology. It gets confusing. There's an old campus and a new campus. It appears that the old campus was where a lot of the most dangerous COVID-related research with bats was occurring. The new campus was open, but it wasn't – it was still being – some aspects were being finished construction. So, the place where COVID broke out originally in Wuhan was right in the streets around the old Wuhan Institute. And a lot of athletes apparently transited through that area in that time period when the Wuhan Institute apparently was shut down because of some lab leak.
So I want you to hear. I know. So I want you to hear what CBS had a couple of days ago, a little of this packaging, and we've got to forget. Remember, there were some lab technicians that tested positive. Cut 44.
Among the findings, that researchers at the Wuhan Institute of Virology became sick with COVID-19-like symptoms in the fall of 2019, before the Chinese Communist Party went public with the virus. Fife said the information was solid and credible.
The U.S. government's information on this fact, on the lab workers being ill, was completely high confidence.
State Department investigators also found the Wuhan lab had military ties and did high-risk research on coronaviruses.
They're hiding lab records. They're hiding medical records.
CBS News has also learned that one of the U.S. government's top labs, Lawrence Livermore, issued a classified report last year that found the lab leak theory was plausible.
We read it and we were instantly both alarmed and impressed by its quality, but alarmed by its conclusions.
Until 5 months ago, David Asher headed a coronavirus task force at the State Department.
What I can say is that it was important and persuasive. We needed to do deeper due diligence, including the potential that it came out of a lab.
So that was CBS put together with Catherine Herridge, who used to be here, doing a pretty thorough look. They said it's not true. Nobody in the lab tested positive, but they would not supply any information on that to Australia or anybody else.
No, it's a total, the Chinese, it's like when their lips are moving on this one. And this is not normally Chinese people. It's the Chinese Communist government, okay, not the people of China, who I think should be liberated from the commies if we could only have the guts to stand up to them. But the Republic of China, is, especially with Xi Jinping celebrating his 100th anniversary of the Communist Party this last week, anyone who says anything who doesn't lie could just get executed. But interestingly, Dr. Xi did an interview for the New York Times a few weeks ago, the Bat Lady, okay, she's now the person who sort of worked on all this coronavirus stuff that probably led to COVID-19 being created. She said that the majority of work with live bats that were harvested from these caves full of very virulent bats back in 2012, she admitted for the first time was occurring in the BSL-2 laboratory. BSL-2 laboratory is like the office I'm sitting in. It's got about the security of a dentist office, according to Professor Ebright at Rutgers University. I mean, you want to come up with a way for this thing to have leaked out of a lab, it's because you could just walk right out of one of those labs with probably live bats. I mean, they had monkeys in these labs, maybe in the slightly higher security labs. But, there's evidence that the Chinese were selling animals. Even though this probably wasn't the proximate source of this, their lab safety was horrendous. That facility was inspected by my own state colleagues, and they said that the security was horrible in terms of lab safety. Could they have leaked it? They could be out. Yeah, so thanks for your time.
Real quick, if you could actually tell the Biden administration to do something to get answers on this, what leverage could they use, could they have?
I'd put up a Wards for Justice program immediately, and I'd offer $10 to $15 million for the first group of high-level defectors to come to the United States to their new home of freedom and tell us exactly what happened in that lab. And we will work like we did against the Soviet Union using the CIA and other agencies to get them out of China. There's a where there's a will, there's a way to do this thing. Believe me.
We've got to stop the next one.
We need to throw a lot of money into it. It's possible. Thank you very much, your son.
Go get him, David Asher. 1-866-408-7669. Gave you a lot. It's hard to imagine a better guest on this.
Questioning everything. It's Brian Kilmeade.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn, Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and Silver delivered to your home, or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So, what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart. Now, we're a lot closer.
Just like Cliff and Deb, thousands of singles over 50 found their perfect match on Silver Singles last year.
I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same way.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50. Sign up today and receive daily matches you won't want to miss at silversingles.com/radio. silversingles.com/radio.
I need some backup. I got to get these trucks to Tuscaloosa by Tuesday.
Trevor's Trucking needs 3 18-wheeler drivers with commercial licenses ASAP, or his company will stall.
If we don't move the rigs before this weekend, we're going to be in trouble.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Your Social Security payments could play a major role in how comfortably you live once you no longer are working. But it's important to know some things beforehand, like when you start taking them determines how much your monthly payment will be. If you start taking them at your full retirement age, you'll receive your standard benefit. That age is 66 if you were born between 1943 and 54, 67 if you were born after 1967, and somewhere in between if you were born between 1955 and 59. You can start taking your benefits as early as 62, but they'll be reduced, and you can also delay them till 70, and you'll get a pay increase for every year that you wait. Social Security essentially makes up 40% of your pre-retirement income, but making up for the rest of it depends on how you save. Whether or not you work in retirement also matters, because if you work too much, it could negatively affect your payments. There's no universal right time to start taking your benefits, but planning in advance will help boost them. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health, a 15,000-mile walk to honor the daughter he lost to cancer.
I knew I'd make it sooner or later.
Someday. Welcome to Houston.
Dave Fleischer is walking across the country and plans to head through all lower 48 states. His daughter Sarah died in 2018 at the age of 35 of a rare bile duct cancer known as cholangiocarcinoma.
What I wanted to do was to thank a number of patients and caregivers that were very supportive of Sarah when she was going through her battle, and those people are all over the country.
Fleischer is raising awareness and funds for the Cholangiocarcinoma Foundation on its 15-year anniversary through symbolic markers of crystal clear hope.
15,000 miles, 15 patients and caregivers, 15 towns named Hope. The biggest mission, really, is to provide hope to people, because there's much more today that can be done.
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, let's find out if there's even more to know.
More to know. Sponsored by Oxford Gold Group. Call today to learn how you can protect your retirement and savings account. 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
Bruce Springsteen's daughter Jessica will be competing at the Tokyo Olympics on the U.S. equestrian team. She's 29 years old, ranked 27th in the world. I guess did good in the trials. Quote, been dreaming of this since I can remember. Jessica will be accompanied by a 12-year-old horse, Don Juan Vanderhove, who also got a special shout-out. Is this a big deal, Allison? You're a big horseman.
It's going to be fun to watch her compete. She's an excellent rider. It's like her and then three others, McLean Ward, Kent Farrington, and Laura Kraut, for the show jumping portion of it. She's excellent. She's honestly a great rider. It's nothing to do with who her father is. She's And a random fun fact, when I was in high school, I took care of her ponies when she first started.
Wow, meritocracy still in sports. Sha'Carri Richardson reacts to being left off the Olympic roster for positive marijuana. Kind of a confusing quote, but I think this is kind of sad. I go both ways. There's rules, but in America, half the country, you can smoke marijuana with no repercussions. If she had a couple of beers, it wouldn't have been a problem. It's not performance enhancing. I understand both sides to this.
I'm with you. I understand both sides. But at the same time, if you are that level of an athlete, why even put yourself in that position?
Do you know how hard you have to train to be the fastest?
Yeah.
And she is among the fastest. Next, Twitter temporarily restricts professor's account from mocking the Chinese president. A New Zealand academic said that Twitter temporarily restricted her account because they mock President Xi Jinping. That, according to the AP, the University of Canterbury professor's name is Anne-Marie Brady. She tweeted Sunday that the social media platform did that. How unbelievable they're protecting the president of China.
And Twitter said that they didn't say what prompted them to suspend her account.
What happens with this? They quickly do the move and they later just walk it back.
Are you a homeowner and do you have a VA mortgage? Then think about a VA Streamline refinance from Guaranteed Rate. It's just for VA loans and it lowers your mortgage rate so you save money on mortgage payments. Maybe a lot of money. And it's so easy to qualify. You don't need pay stubs, a W-2 or bank statements. You don't need a home appraisal. And Guaranteed Rate will waive any lender's fees. That alone could save you almost $2,000. Mortgage interest rates are extremely low right now. So call today and you could lock in a great deal. Do you have a VA mortgage? Call 888-809-6007. 888-809-6007. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 2611. Not all borrowers will be approved. Restrictions apply. Guaranteed Rate Inc. has no affiliation with the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, or any other government agency. Guaranteed Rate is proud to be a partner of the USO. Call 888-809-6007.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Baltimore Orioles shortstop Cal Ripken Jr., the Iron Man, broke the record for most consecutive games played, 2,131. The record had been held for 56 years, before that by Lou Gehrig.
Well, you know, I see myself as someone that was very lucky and had a good career, and I think that I'm pretty good. I mean, I don't put myself all the way down and not think that I've had a pretty significant career. I've enjoyed being in the presence of all the great players and this collection of players. I sat and talked to Henry Aaron a long time and really enjoyed talking to Kirk Gibson and Pete Rose. I just enjoy being in the environment. Maybe when I get older and you start to look back, you have a historical view of your career. But right now, I just see myself as a guy that was lucky enough to play baseball for a long time.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Conservatives from across the United States will close out their CPAC 2021 event in Dallas on Sunday. At the Conservative Political Action Conference on Saturday, Georgia Republican Congressman Jody Heiss says the media and the Biden administration need to be careful not to start a panic as the Delta variant is making a pass across the U.S. He also says he plans a career move.
Yeah, my grid has been on the election integrity issue, and now I am running for Secretary of State in Georgia to replace Brad Raffensperger. And to
former President Trump will close out the event Sunday afternoon. Health officials in Tennessee have linked a small coronavirus cluster to a meeting of the Southern Baptist Convention last month. It was Nashville's first large-scale conference after lifting restrictions. Metro Public Health Department says 8 to 10 infections have been detected among attendees, but the cluster is almost certainly larger. Plus, it's difficult to know just how many other cases there may be because most of the more than 18,000 attendees live out of state. President Biden urging Russian President Putin to take action against cyber criminals based in his country.
During an hour-long phone call, the president pressed Putin to crack down on Russia-based cyber attacks and repeated his warning of possible consequences.
He reiterated that the United States will take any necessary action to defend its people and its critical infrastructure.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. Friday's conversation came less than a month after the two leaders met in Geneva and following a new ransomware attack in the U.S. last weekend. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Some Texas Democrats say they're ready to stage a second walkout again over voting changes in the docket of a special session of the state legislature. They thwarted a Republican-backed bill in May with a dramatic late-night walkout. The first vote on the bill is expected next week. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Sleuths are searching for a slithering subject.
Authorities in Tooele, Utah, keeping an eye out for an 8-foot boa constrictor that's been on the lam for more than a week. That after contractors accidentally knocked over the container holding the snake. Workers searched about 90 minutes but couldn't find the large reptile. The snake's owner believes, hopefully, it's still somewhere on his property. Jason Walker reporting.
It's play ball and hot dogs as ballpark employees are back at work. Delaware North, a concessionaire that operates at 11 big league ballparks around the country, has recalled around 8,000 employees, hired around 3,000 new ones since the 1st of January, all at those parks. And for many employees, the past couple of months have been a welcome respite after a tumultuous pandemic year. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A proposed per-mile tax by San Diego lawmakers for a road charge is being challenged.
The San Diego Association of Governments proposal seeks to apply a fee to drivers for a set price per mile traveled within the country. However, the cost for that proposal may be too high for local residents, not in money but in personal freedoms. One complaint is that technology will increasingly allow for companies and governments to track individuals, with cars becoming computers on wheels. Just last year, San Diego had to roll back a program that installed cameras on streetlights after privacy advocates raised concerns over the use of the smart streetlights after police gained access to the cameras and data. Patrick Frost reporting.
The 28-story Miami-Dade County Courthouse will begin undergoing immediate repairs after safety concerns found during a review. Prompted by the deadly collapse of that nearby condo building. All courthouse employees will work from home. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Fox News Radio Studios in New York City. Information you want. Truth you demand. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for being here, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade coming to you on the Brian Kilmeade Show from New York, heard around the country, heard around the world. One of the finest correspondents in the country will be joining us shortly. Fox News senior Security correspondent Jennifer Griffin, and Sandra Smith at the bottom of the hour as she gets set to host her show, America Reports, with John Roberts. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Bagram feels vulnerable. There are also thousands of Taliban prisoners inside. And now that the Americans are gone, the power is cut, and base defenses are disrupted, if the Taliban were able to break them out, it would amass a huge fighting force right on the doorstep of Kabul.
And that could easily happen. I hope someone understands that. We'll discuss it. Disaster for all to see. The Afghanistan drawdown is turning into a Taliban handover, making America look like a disloyal ally, to say the least. President Biden blames President Trump, and for once the press does not accept it. Why is President Biden willing to lose hard-earned influence and real estate in this region?
Number two.
When we're seeing historic levels of violence, dear God, there's got to be a sense of urgency at the federal level. What more is it going to take? And yet, we see people in Congress sitting on their hands and not doing anything.
Will she look in the mirror, please, Mayor Lori Lightfoot? Crime catastrophe in America, and the Biden administration knows, and knows the polls prove it. The problem is his solution, sanctioning guns, not the shooters.
Number one.
There are legislators, mostly from the Republican Party, who are currently bullying teachers and trying to stop us from teaching kids honest history. Maybe they're just trying to raise the temperature on race relations because of the next election.
Cop out. Educating America the American way, an impossible concept for the woke left and the teachers union president, as she and they double down on CRT. This is a fight many on the right want to have and must win. So one of the big stories is taking place overseas. People are tired of the Afghanistan war, but I have news for you. It's not okay to be tired of a war that, so for the most part, has not been a hot war for years. Only lost a handful of guys, which is sad, even to lose one, but was more in domestic accidents than we had in Afghanistan. But the way we're drawing down, handing it over to Islamic extremists, giving us a loss and giving the perception that we quit, is going to be something that's going to be felt for years. Jennifer Griffin joins us now. Jennifer, how bad is this drawdown?
Well, I think what is shocking, Brian, and even shocking some of the military planners here in the Pentagon, is just how quickly the Taliban are taking over the country. There was an internal intelligence report suggesting that it would take about 6 months. The public testimony on the Capitol Hill from the Defense Secretary and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs said they thought Al-Qaeda and the Taliban would be back within 2 years. That, to me, sounded like a short timeline. But we are talking the gains being made by the Taliban. Every day we're hearing about new district capitals. They're making moves on certain provincial capitals, particularly in the north of the country. And now we're hearing out near Herat in the west that they're making gains. So a very, very the momentum is on the side of the Taliban. If history is, if there's anything we can learn from history, if you go back to the Soviet period and the time when it descended into civil war after the Soviets pulled out, it then took about 3 years of fighting in the capital before that government was overthrown. And often what happens is the Taliban will be able to take the countryside and the ring area around the capital. It will be much harder and maybe impossible for them to take the capital, but it will become a dysfunctional country and it will fall into civil war. And frankly, I think anyone who has known Afghanistan, watched Afghanistan over the years, this was an unforced error. It was a decision by President Biden, and we've since learned that none of his national security team advised him to take those 2,500 U.S. troops out that were kind of just holding the place together. They've lost intelligence bases. They've lost drone bases in the region, and it is it's really hard to understand the strategic thinking behind this.
So I 100% agree with you, and I think people have a false narrative. They want to say, "Well, we're tired of rebuilding the country." What are you talking about?
Nobody's been rebuilding the country for some time. Now, if you want to talk history, and it's a long history in Afghanistan, and certainly 20 years of war, which we would be coming up upon this year with the anniversary of 9/11 and the months that followed, you can look at the arc of that, and 20 years is a shockingly long, you know, it is a long time to be in a country like Afghanistan. But in terms of the investment at this moment in time, and there were mistakes made along the way. I mean, you could go back and argue that when U.S. forces and military, not only personnel, but also resources were siphoned off for the Iraq war, that was a key moment. There were many key moments where you know, mistakes were made. There was a period where the U.S. attempted nation building there, and that was a disaster. It has been very expensive, you know, $1 trillion over the last two decades, that it's very hard to see other than, I mean, girls going to school, that is a very real thing. Women coming out of their homes and not feeling, fearing their lives the way they did under Taliban rule. This is all about to be lost. But most importantly, even if you want to think of it from a realpolitik perspective, to lose your eyes and ears in a country that is surrounded by China, nuclear Pakistan, and Iran, those are its neighbors, why would you lose an intelligence gathering operation with 2,500 U.S. troops? And as you said, there had not been you know, a large loss of life in recent years because, again, they had gone back to the bases. They were working with Taliban partners with Afghan partners to keep an eye on the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and other – and ISIS. Let's talk about ISIS. What's so frustrating is that this is exactly what we saw happen in 2011 in Iraq. And you know, Middle East experts and military planners always try to say, oh, Afghanistan and Iraq are different. Well, it sure feels awfully similar to what we saw and what we were predicting in 2011 when the U.S. pulled out of Iraq. And let's not forget that Joe Biden was in charge of that as well, oversaw that. I just don't understand why he wouldn't see the similarities and why he would have taken this decision to pull out completely.
It doesn't make any sense. But remember, Joe Biden was wrong about every single national security decision over the last through Bob Gates' entire career. And he said that not knowing Joe Biden was going to run for president. He said that when he was vice president. And we know his instincts have always been terrible, even though he was chairman of foreign relations. So Donald Trump teed it up for him. I thought for him to say endless war pullout was reckless. And it showed he wasn't looking at the region the way you just said it. Look at where we're located. Look at understand what we're benefiting from being there. Also, NATO had a presence there. They were not even given a heads up that we were pulling out by 9/11.
Yeah. No, and the thing that I'd like to point to today, which is a story we're covering, is the impact that it's having in Iraq. Notice that in the message that's being sent to Iranian-backed proxies in Iraq is that the U.S. is ready to roll up and head home, and that if we just put enough pressure on the troops. And so we've seen in the last 24 hours three attacks on U.S. bases and the embassy in Iraq. So this has a spillover effect. It inspires and sends signals to groups that are trying to push U.S. forces out of the Middle East. And remember, there's a bit of a myth that U.S. forces are coming home and that the wars are ending. They're just regrouping on other bases. So the troops that are leaving Afghanistan and the military hardware and the drones, they're now based in the United Arab Emirates. They're going to just have to fly a lot farther and have, you know, it takes, you know, however many hours, 6 hours of flying to have 3 hours on base in Afghanistan, then fly back to UAE. Very inefficient use of resources. Again, the U.S. is still heavily involved in the Middle East, 40,000 troops across the Middle East. It is a symbol that I can understand where the feeling came from in terms of wanting to end the war in Afghanistan. However, this is going to have unintended consequences. And it also is going to, and we should talk about this, the U.S. Had a leadership role to play there, and there will be a humanitarian disaster after this. And people can wash their hands of it, but I don't think you can. And it's just like Syria. I remember the argument at the time of not getting involved in the Syrian civil war that, you know, that it wasn't our responsibility. But that was a genocide, if you will, that the U.S. had the ability to step in and to stop. And I just, maybe not stop, but at least slow down. And the U.S. was kind of holding things together there in Afghanistan with just 2,500 troops.
Absolutely. It was an unforced error. I 100% agree. Nobody was talking about an endless war. It wasn't a pitch battle. It wasn't a hot war. The other thing to keep in mind, too, is we actually did get involved in the Syrian situation. We did work with the Kurds on the ground, and we did it with a small contingent of special operators. And we had a lot of success.
After there had already been genocide.
That was
the U.S. watched from the sidelines. This is going to be a disaster for the people of Afghanistan, but even if you want to think about it from the U.S. perspective, it is a loss in terms of a strategic interest. And so talking about a forever war was a really unfortunate choice of words, because this was that's like suggesting that we shouldn't have bases anywhere in the world. If you really believe that, then you don't understand what our strategic interests or the ability to project power overseas
and why we have
a U.S. military.
And what you need just today, I understand President Biden's going to speak about Afghanistan. He had the ridiculous comment on the July 3rd saying, hey, guys, I want happy questions. It's the holiday weekend. How dare you? He understands what it's like in the war. Do you think they're celebrating holidays in Afghanistan? We have 9,000 friends.
I think what's particularly insulting, Brian, about the way this ended is the war ended last Friday when General Scott Miller, the top commander, U.S. commander in Afghanistan, left the country. And the night before that, remember, Fox News broke the news. We broke the news that Bagram Air Base, that all U.S. troops were out of there. Once those markers had been passed, there are U.S. troops protecting the international airport, very small number, a few hundred, working with the Turks there, NATO ally Turks, and there are about 500 to 600 U.S. troops protecting the U.S. embassy. That's it. The war is over. The U.S. is out of Afghanistan. Whether they wanted to call it or not, people didn't like, I think the White House didn't like the symbolism of ending the war on July 4th, Independence Day weekend. It didn't look good. And so now they're slow rolling this and saying that they'll be out by the end of a plan, as you were about to mention, for the Afghan translators who they had made promises to, visas. They are scrambling to come up with plans to try and help those translators who are facing death threats from the Taliban. But this should have been thought through before you start moving out. And now it's a little late, and they're kind of slowing the announcement of the end, but it's basically over, and it was over last Friday.
It must be really frustrating to you, who's on this on a daily basis for the last 20 years. It's not a distant conflict to you. A couple other things to keep in mind. President Biden's going to speak today about this. Do you have any idea what he's going to say?
I think you're going to hear him talk about the financial commitment that the U.S. is willing to make to Afghanistan and the government of Afghanistan, and how the U.S. is not leaving Afghanistan, that it will remain a friend and partner. But these are empty words at this moment in terms of the way in which even the U.S. forces had to leave Bagram. We've heard the interviews, as much as the Pentagon would like to push back on the narrative. We've heard the interviews with local Afghan commanders who said, we just woke up and they were gone. The lights were out. It was and that they were surprised that they kind of left in the middle of the night.
Couldn't be more disappointing. You could easily have educated the American people and say, listen, I know some of you are fatigued by this war, but let me understand how it's in America's best interest to continue the role we're playing. And you go ahead and explain that, and you let the American people catch up and understand it. We would have done it. And the thing is, yeah, it's a huge commitment. We could have gradually decreased that commitment if we had some type of plan without building the nation. We actually have in Gahani, we have somebody we can work with. It's not Karzai, ungrateful and unstable. This guy came over last Friday, and he had meetings with our generals, like General Keane and others. And then he sits down with the President of the United States. This guy could leave and become a professor in America tomorrow. He wants to live in that rubble. And find a way to help the people of Afghanistan. And we just we had somebody we could work with, and it just didn't matter. Final thought?
My final thought is that this was set in motion 6 months ago, back in the December timeframe. President Trump wanted to end the war. He indicated when prior to that, the year basically starting in around – January of 2020, when he authorized the negotiations with the Taliban to end the war. Those negotiations were not going well. They did not, the U.S. Negotiators did not include the Afghan government in Kabul in those negotiations. Things went belly up, and the Taliban knew from successive presidents going back four presidents, they knew that the Americans wanted to get out, and the Taliban always knew they could wait us out. They've waited, and now they're on the move.
Solely true. Nothing nothing to dispute there. Jennifer Griffin, thanks so much.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, 1-866-408-7669. Don't move.
Giving you everything you need to know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and silver delivered to your home, or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So, what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
Hey, Jackie, did the Gomez files come in?
For Lucy's law firm, finding the perfect Spanish-speaking paralegal feels like an unwinnable case.
The case documents are in Spanish. My Espanol is too rusty for this.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart. Now, we're a lot closer.
Just like Cliff and Deb, thousands of singles over 50 found their perfect match on Silver Singles last year.
I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same way.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50. Sign up today and receive daily matches you won't want to miss at silversingles.com/radio. silversingles.com/radio.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
The outpouring of support after a little boy's heart transplant makes today's Dean's List. Former Carolina Panthers star Greg Olsen says he is humbled by how many people have reached out to him and his family since he shared the news that his 8-year-old son was getting a second chance at life after successfully undergoing transplant surgery. TJ was born with a congenital heart condition since birth. The NFL player joined Fox and Friends to give an update on the 14-hour surgery after his health took a shocking turn for the worse. Greg says there's been an incredible outpouring of love, including from his team, the Panthers. Greg says they wanted to share their son's story from the very beginning to bring awareness to the disease and to show what it's like to see these kids and their struggles. He also thanked the angel donor that saved his son's life. TJ, stay strong. You're in our prayers. And to the Olsen family, thank you for sharing your story to help others. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices is meeting to discuss reports of young men who've experienced heart inflammation after getting their second doses of the Pfizer and Moderna coronavirus vaccines. There have been almost 300 reports of mostly males ages 16 to 24 years old who are developing the conditions known as myocarditis and pericarditis. The CDC and other health agencies have been investigating the issue, but still haven't come to a conclusion as to whether the vaccines are related to the conditions. There have been some hospitalizations, but most have fully recovered. Most of the symptoms happened within a week of the second dose. Pfizer is welcoming the assessment, saying there have only been a small number of people with this issue when compared to the overall number of vaccines that have been administered. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1993.
Our democracy must be not only the envy of the world, but the engine of our own renewal. There is nothing wrong with America that cannot be cured by what is right with America.
At 12:18 this afternoon, we got a call for a report of explosion in the basement of 3 World Trade Center.
I was blown across the room. Everything went black. It felt like a tomb. Then the lights came on, safety lights, so we ran out just trying to find a way out.
It took like 2 hours to get down. People were passing out, and it was horrible.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time for peace has come.
On July 2nd, 1991, I had sexual relations with Amy Fisher at the Freeport Motel.
News as it happened then,
news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
You think this is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Welcome back, everyone. 1-866-408-7669. Let me just get to the phones right now. John, you're listening to WLAD in Danbury, Connecticut. Hey, John.
Yes, hey.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, my question was, if this was a Afghanistan was a European nation, would the American people and all of our presidents have an issue with nation building? Because after World War II, no one ran out of Germany and Italy and all the other European nations.
Well, what you had was a compliant population, though. You don't have necessarily a compliant population here. We're not even talking about that. I'm just talking about strategic advantage for America. Now in comes China, who the Taliban has a they were totally isolated last time they were in power. They had only Saddam Hussein recognize them. Now China says, okay, you tell you what, I'll recognize you guys, and I'll take your rare earth. I'll share a small percentage of you. And all of a sudden, America's influence, our prestige, and our actual strategic advantage all gone. Let's go to Terry, listening on FM News Talk 97.1. Terry.
Hi, I have a quick comment and then a question. My comment is, in the Civil War, there were 2 million men who fought for the North. I would say the bulk of which were white men, and I'd say about 300,000 to 400,000 of them died to free black people in the South who didn't really affect their livelihoods, I don't think, one way or the other. Is that part of the critical race theory?
No, it's only, they're not going to say that. That's called a balanced look at history. We don't want that. We act like this is the war against Northern aggression. That's what the South called it early on, but it wasn't. It was a civil war.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
What are the most important issues facing Americans today? Every Monday, join me, Brett Baer, chief political anchor and executive editor of Special Report, and my rotating all-star panel of experts as we discuss the policies, practices, and solutions to the biggest and most important issues of the day. You can hear new episodes every Monday. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, publisher of The Federalist, and I'm inviting you to join a new conversation with the smartest thinkers out there about the country and where we're going. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast. You can subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcast. This new show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me. Subscribe to the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
American playwright Tennessee Williams, who grew up in the Deep South, died in 1983. He won the Pulitzer Prize for drama for A Streetcar Named Desire in 1948 and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof in 1955. Here, Tennessee Williams explains where he gets the inspiration for his character development.
I've always been more interested in my own kind of people, you know, people that have problems, people that have to fight for their reason, you know, the people that, to whom, you know, the impact of life and experience from day to day, night to night is difficult, and people who come close to cracking and all that. That's my world. Those are my people. And I must write about the people I know.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
Some amazing tidbits from our Fox News poll. First, 51% feel optimistic about the economy, down from 57% in 2019. Shifts in partisan views reflect the change in the presidency and explain the dip. Optimism among Republicans plummeted 59 points since President Trump left office. While optimism among Democrats more than doubled, it's up a smaller 37 points. Voters divide over the purpose of President Biden's various spending proposals. 44% believe they're meant to jumpstart the economy. 47% say transform the country with liberal social policies. Plus, more think socialism is a major threat to the country's stability. 49% say so, up from 39% 2 years ago. Biggest change is among independents, with a 17-point increase in the number saying socialism is a major threat. It's up 11 among Republicans and 4 among Democrats. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your Poll Parade.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
This is not complicated. We're not asking anybody to make any political statement one way or another. We're saying try and save your life and that of your family and that of the community. Here we have a vaccine that's highly, highly effective. It's easy to get. It's free and it's readily available. So, you know, you've got to ask, what is the problem? Get over it. Get over this political statement. Just get over it and try and save the lives of yourself and your family.
Anthony Fauci, what is he doing? If you actually think politics is involved with people not taking it, and let's say you thoroughly believe that, if you actually believe it, then the first thing you will say is, my attention, Trump supporters, if you are not doing this because Joe Biden's president, it was Operation Warp Speed under the previous president that you likely voted for, you one of the 75 million, that put this together, that over a million shots in arms was happening before Donald Trump left office. If you really think it's pure politics, Sandra Smith is here, can accept to host her show, America Reports, from 1 to 3 today. Sandra, welcome back.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me.
So I was shocked to hear him say, get over it, it's politics. Is that really his job, get over it?
Even though I had already heard that, hearing it again, it made me think, why? Why does he go there? His job could have been this entire time to simply relay the facts, what he knows, make obviously advise on what is best to get us through this pandemic. But it seems to me that's more of a political statement than anything. And Brian, I think this goes to the root of the biggest concern, mainly coming from the right, is the slippery slope that may come as a result of the White House saying, we're now going door to door. We're going to ring your doorbell, and if you're not vaccinated, we are going to mandate that you are. Jim Jordan tweeted out today, the Biden administration wants to knock on your door to see if you're vaccinated. What's next? Knocking your door to see if you own a gun. You know, it's just another reason people are worried about the government just completely taking over our lives. Reasonable concern when you hear Dr. Fauci, who has been an authority through this pandemic, say, get over it. I think that rubs a lot of people the wrong way.
So the door-to-door concept, you think they back off of. Everyone was kind of offended by that, it seemed, mostly Republicans. But they doubled down yesterday. Here's Jen Psaki, cut 32.
What we're trying to do here as the federal government is protect the American people and save lives, prevent people from getting COVID and the coronavirus. It's up to every individual to decide whether they're going to get vaccinated, but especially as we're seeing reports from the CDC about the rise of the Delta variant, one of the most transmissible variants we've seen there, this is about protecting people and saving lives. That's a role we're going to continue to play from the federal government and use any of the tools and tactics that we think will be effective.
So it's about saving lives. It's their job. So I shouldn't go cliff diving. I shouldn't go deep sea fishing. Sure, what else shouldn't I do? Should I not play rugby because I could break my nose? What else does the government not think I should be doing?
I think the translation from Psaki there is, we know better than you. But to be sure, the White House has so far rejected calls to mandate the national vaccine passport. Right, Brian? They have also said that they're going to leave it up to companies and schools whether or not they're going to require vaccines. I don't know if you're impressed by that or if that shocks you at all, but that is the case so far. It is up to the commander-in-chief to decide whether or not they will mandate this for members of the military. But more than 500, I'm looking out to the fall because obviously you saw a lot of the headlines in the various papers this morning about the return of the indoor mask mandate in so many areas. What's going to happen when schools reopen in the fall? I asked our brain worm for some data this morning. More than 570 colleges have already announced that vaccines will be mandatory for fall attendance. And when you've got headlines about these variants happening all over the world and Japan going into emergency mode now because of COVID cases and all that, what is the fall going to look like? Are we going to return to masks on all the kids K through 12 in our classrooms? I mean, we're already weeks away from some of these schools starting back up in the fall.
I know, it's unbelievable. And that's just another thing I want to discuss with you is what's happening at the CRT and what Randy Weingarten was saying. But I'll back up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
My daughters, too, are going to be going. One's going to be going to college. The other one is in college. They were both told it's a private school, need vaccine to get on campus.
Mm-hmm.
So they did it. And one's 17, one's 19. So now 20, my bad. Mm-hmm. 18, 20. I'm going to
okay.
Get in
Oops.
Trouble. Yeah. That's one bad thing about being on 77 WABC. They can hear us in New York. So they're 18 and 20. But I want you to hear another story. So you're big into the track community.
Sure.
And I'm with soccer, and one of the players that played with my brother has a son that's going to college this year, and his one son got the shot, no problem. His other son got the shot, and he still can't recover from it. Listen to what he told us.
He was required to get the vaccine for schools, and I never thought anything of it. You know, everything is low risk. Everybody said it's fine. And then a week later, I came home, and he started telling me that his heart was hurting him. Next thing I know, next day, I get a call like, this bad news, he needs to go to the hospital. His troponin levels were off the chart, but they told me it was normal, was like 40. He had like 9,000. He's had a heart condition, and he can't, you know, he can't do all the things he loves to do. He can't hang out with his friends and do, you know, things that 17-year-olds do. And the biggest part, he can't play soccer in the fall, which broke his heart and my heart.
Pericarditis. So he had inflammation of the heart. And as he went home, he said, I'm not recovering. He goes, how do you feel? He goes, every time my heartbeat, it hurts. Oh. So they had to bring him to the hospital, and he still can't recover. He can't break a sweat. He can't exert himself. How do you tell a 17-year-old not to even – that's walking upstairs. So this went from an elite athlete, college soccer player, to this, and he and the dad feels guilty. And I say this, Sandra. Instead of being a doctor and a politician, why not say, listen, I understand there are some cases out there of myocarditis that are popping up for those teens. We're going to look into that. Part of it could be, my humble opinion, is that the kid had antibodies already. The whole family had it. So if you have antibodies, why isn't that part of this conversation? Save the money on shots. Give it to Nigeria or Somalia or Uganda or Norway. They need it. Japan needs it. And then you say, along with the COVID-19, it's so easy to get the COVID-19 test, right? Yep. Anyone can get it. So why just get the antibody test? Excuse me, Sandra, you had it. You still have the antibodies. I'm going to say 6 months, come back again, see if you still have it.
Yep.
Then we might have a problem with certain bodies, certain metabolisms saying, I already have the antibodies. You just shot them into me again.
Yeah.
I got a problem with the mRNA or how Johnson & Johnson, when you actually shoot the antibodies in, how they factor in with the antibodies are there already. So maybe that's the case. Do you give someone with polio the polio vaccine?
Yeah.
Who had it already?
It just doesn't feel like they're taking that into consideration. Kids are our priority. I think there's individual cases. It seems like there's a blanket statement. Everybody get vaccinated before you return to school. The Fox poll also surprised me. 51% of voters say employers should be able to mandate the vaccine. That was a majority of the respondents. So people want to feel safe when they go back to work. But that's not that age group. 44% of voters say businesses should require proof of vaccine. 49% say they should not. I know you just showed me your barcode. I think that's going to be fascinating as we all cram back in these spaces. Concerts are happening. But schools in the fall, I think, is the big question mark. And that's terribly sad when you hear a case like that.
So the market's down 270, it was down more than that, but 275 points right now, right?
And so it was down 500 earlier.
You're the business expert, but when I was here, I was trying to find out what the reason was, and they were saying it was the Delta variant. And I said, is that for real? The Delta variant ticking up numbers, deaths are still way down, ticking up numbers slightly, but the Delta variant's handled by the vaccine. Sandra, we're making decisions. It's not up to me for you to get a vaccine or me to get a vaccine. I'm not going to get you sick. You're not going to get me sick. It's infinitesimal chances of me getting sick. So it doesn't matter if somebody next to you is vaccinated or not. If the numbers go up, it's the numbers go up. If someone drinks and drives, it's a bad decision, but I can't control them. I can't control if they get high and drive. It's not up to me. As soon as anyone could get the vaccine, this game changed. And I think he should continue to do the PSAs and push it forward. But I also go back to what Victor David Hansen said. One of the reasons he keeps talking about it, it's his only good news story.
Mm. I think so, but he missed the deadline. He missed his self-imposed
barely,
deadline,
though,
right?
That was still like making
it. I think
it.
That's still an absolutely – step back and think about that. I mean, nearly 70% of the population got
else.
A vaccination.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a really, really big deal. When it comes to the markets, I think the variants are a concern, but the variants have been an issue for a while, so I don't know that would be the one-day spook for these markets.
What do you think it
but
is?
The market's sitting at all-time highs. Record highs, despite the fact that we still are not done with this pandemic. It's not over. You still got, you know, spots, hot spots happening all over the world. Japan going into emergency mode. No fans at the Olympics. This is a system that has had an immense amount of money pumped into it. I mean, the amount of stimulus that is out there, Brian, when we still can't get people to go fill 9 million open jobs out there, people are getting checks. They're sitting on a lot of cash
yeah.
and savings from the pandemic.
I heard, you hear that number? 46% have taken their pandemic money and invested it?
Absolutely.
Are you kidding? You're taking money that we borrowed.
Meme stocks,
and you're investing
Bitcoin,
it.
Yeah.
So
that's a real thing.
And do you think this is part of it? I mean, no one talks about inflation. If I was him, I wouldn't.
I do.
I would actually talk about inflation. You do. Do you talk about common goods that are affected? You know, my daughter's starting to drive, and the first thing she said to me, I can't believe how expensive gas got. I'm like, wow, it's up a dollar.
So nice of her to notice.
If a 20-year-old is picking that up, if a 20-year-old is picking that up, can you imagine the family who's living paycheck to paycheck? Now, all of a sudden, housing's up 12%, used cars are up 30%, general transportation up 11%, clothing up 5.6%, food up 2%, let alone lumber.
Try building a house right now. Yeah.
And gas is up. Last year at this time, premium was $2.78. Now it's $3.74. So it's a full dollar.
Yeah.
It makes a difference.
What good is wage growth if that money is going directly back into your payment at Walmart or Costco or wherever you're going to feed your family or clothe your family? Housing prices are at record highs. Sales are still up. Brian, the price of absolutely everything has gone up. But the White House is in denial about the inflation story, and I'm not quite sure why that is. And the markets have been in denial of the inflation story. So your daughter notices the price of gas going sky high, but yet the markets don't seem to care. It seems, and I had an economist tell me this recently, that the markets have bought the Fed's transitory comment hook, line, and sinker that this inflation story is not here to stay and that that will eventually go away. But then you get a day like today where the markets are spooked. The Dow was down 500 points a few minutes ago. And I think people start to question, like, is there enough really good fundamentals to render the record high prices that we're seeing in the Dow, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ? And what really would be the catalyst for a turnaround in that market? And I do believe inflation is the next big deal. And if you can't get people to go back to work, can we afford to continue to cut the checks that we are that is stimulating that market and this U.S. economy?
Well, the other thing, there's two things that you just brought up that I think is worthy of emphasizing. We're going to put another $1 trillion. Mm-hmm. If a bipartisan bill goes through, another $1 trillion, $560 billion, which will be new money, mm-hmm. into our economy, a bipartisan passing. And then they're going to jam a reconciliation bill of up to $4 trillion down our throats, mm-hmm. while states scramble to spend $330 billion of pandemic money before it's taken back or done something. So if you think inflation's a problem now, do the math. It's only going to get worse. Money we don't have. We're $33 trillion in debt, so we're over budget every month, and we're putting more in for an emergency that we're not in anymore.
Yeah, and the Fed has shown no signs of raising interest rates. So we're still in this free money environment while we have this record-breaking stock market and this hot economy. I go back to Larry Summers, worked under the Obama administration. He's usually a left-wing economist. He stepped in and saying, isn't that the job of the Fed to take away the punch bowl before the party gets out of control? And that is what I believe the market sphere has happened or is happening
right
now.
When we come back, no one's talking about this, and even Joe Biden's frustrated they're not. He is touting a tax credit, giving poorer families $3,000 in cash for every kid under 17. It starts in July. So anybody that has, let's say, three kids, you're now getting $9,000 extra a month that we don't have. Not saying it's going to come out in your taxes. You're getting these checks.
Yep.
On top of the pandemic checks. Wow. He's like, you don't know what's coming your way because it's going to raise people from poverty to the middle class on deficit spending. And he says, I want to expand that to 2024. How can we afford this?
Not sustainable.
Right. And then there's incentive now to have more kids. I need more money.
That scares me.
Back in a moment.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and Silver delivered to your home, or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So, what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart. Now, we're a lot closer.
Just like Cliff and Deb, thousands of singles over 50 found their perfect match on Silver Singles last year.
I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same way.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50. Sign up today and receive daily matches you won't want to miss at silversingles.com/radio. silversingles.com/radio.
Mike, I understand you need the part.
Carly's Car Shop demands more engine fixing horsepower. They need to floor it to find their staff some backup.
We need to finish up that coupe today. It cannot be here for another 2 weeks.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality.
Made Jimmy Fallon and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, publisher of The Federalist, and I'm inviting you to join a new conversation with the smartest thinkers out there about the country and where we're going. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast. You can subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcast. This new show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me. Subscribe to the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, it's the Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Jessica Tarlov.
I'm Chris Wallace, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Listen and subscribe now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
We're all concerned about the security situation on the ground. Neil, there's no question about that, which is all the more reason why we continue to push for a negotiated, peaceful, political settlement to this war. That's really the way forward here. We've said for a long time a military solution is not going to be in the best interest of the Afghan people or quite frankly, the region. We're still pushing, we still believe in the security situation, I think, augurs for and argues for.
It is terrible. It's an embarrassment what's happening. Sandra Smith is here. She's going to set to host her show 1 and 3 between 1 and 3 today on Fox News Channel. Sandra, this is the worst dismount in my lifetime. This is going to be Saigon 2. They say the government could fall in 6 months. Right now it looks like less.
I think that that's fair. We'll see what President Biden says this afternoon during our hours. He's expected to make remarks on the continued drawdown efforts in Afghanistan. I believe it starts at 1:45 p.m. Eastern time. We'll see what he has to say. Rep. Nancy Mace is going to be joining me top of the show on the Afghan withdrawal. Obviously, Biden administration under fire for the timing of all of this. What's going to fill the void in Afghanistan? That's my question to her and all the military chiefs that we've got on this afternoon. And will the Taliban soon be back in power? We've seen in recent days what has been happening, recent weeks what has been happening. I don't know if we get any more clarity from President Biden. I don't know what your expectations are this afternoon.
Depends on what they put on his card.
And obviously, a point taken. But he's got to be getting some serious intelligence to give him some clue as to how this is going. And I do expect we'll get some sort of briefing on that.
Jennifer Griffin just told us, top of the hour, said nobody advised him to get out this way. He did it himself. And those great instincts that had Bob Gates say he's been wrong on every national security issue through his entire lifetime, we're suffering through that now. The former chairman of foreign relations, he is the one who said, pull him out, get him out. It didn't even tell NATO ahead of time. Yeah.
Disaster in the making?
Yeah, I mean, to me, there's just no question about it. Listen, I want to find out what's on your show. You mentioned Nancy Mace.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned you're going to take the pressure.
CRT and crime. Critical race theory in our schools, major, major problem happening across the nation. So we'll talk to Nancy Mace about that as well. Crime. What is happening in my beloved Chicago? It's so scary. New York, Chicago, L.A., Seattle, Portland. I mean, this country is a mess. Our great American cities are being torn apart by this defund the police movement. The record low morale rates among our police force, Brian, I think it is sad. It is scary because the number one thing we all ask ourselves as we live our lives in this great country is, do I feel safe walking down the street? And for so many of us, the answer is no to that right now.
Right. And guess what? The whole... it was the Republicans wanted to fund the police. They got three Pinocchios in today's Washington Post. And we all know it should get 27 because the Republicans on their worst day with their most moderate member would never say defund the police, or because they didn't vote for the $1.9 trillion pandemic package. Mm. They say that is the reason, because some of that money could be used to fund additional police resources.
It's got to get better. It's got to get better. We have to support our police. We've got to fund the police. Get these cities going again.
We do.
Ha!
Sandra Smith and Brian Kilmeade support the police. We're going to watch it between 1 and 3 today. Yep. Sandra, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
I'm going to put this on YouTube and see how it does.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Don't move.
If you're attacked by a bear, a dog will throw himself into the mouth of the bear to save you. Dogs are dogs. They pour out their love onto you. Before long, you can't live without them. I have a chocolate cocker spaniel named Lady and a black mouth cur. He's about 120 pounds, and his name is Arlo. My little cocker, her coat's as soft as a stuffed animal. They're both real soft coats, and my dogs don't have any health problems because they're eating what they need to eat.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite is like pouring a multivitamin right onto their food.
The omega-3 fatty acids, flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
We'll be scooping our Dynavite onto the food, then squirt malika chops and the fish oil. They start salivating.
Dynavite is nutrition.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
It's a lot of responsibility owning a dog. I get my Dynavite at DINOVITE.com.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On March 5th, 1946, Sir Winston Churchill gave his famous Iron Curtain speech at Westminster College in Missouri. The speech was deemed by many to mark the onset of the Cold War.
From Stettin in the Baltic to Trieste in the Adriatic, an iron curtain has descended across the continent. Behind that line lie all the capitals of the ancient states of Central and Eastern Europe. All these famous cities and the populations around them lie in what I must call the Soviet sphere. And all our subjects, in one form or another, not only to Soviet influence, but to a very high and in some cases increasing measure of control from Moscow. This is certainly not the liberated Europe we fought to build up.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.